The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, your one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Some series just bring out the best and the worst in both teams. And that's what we've seen over the past 5 years between Clay County and Westmoreland. Since renewing their rivalry in 2019, the squads have shared five consecutive games that have been decided by single digits. We've seen dominant defenses, special teams heroics, plagues of penalties, razzle-dazzle scores, and at times, general chaos. More of the same is expected tonight as head coach Bruce Lamb brings his 1-0 Clay County Bulldogs back to the field where they dropped a heartbreaker 2 years ago, 19-20. The black, purple, and gold come into the event riding high off of last week's 42-30 dismantling of the York Dragons, while Chad Perry and his Westmoreland Eagles are flying low at 0-1 after being bitten by the Macon County Tigers 7-31. We've got a non-region fracas in front of us as Clay County and Westmoreland prepare to meet for the 22nd time.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into about a Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, folks. This is our second broadcast of the 2024 football season. And for the first time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and as always, I'll do my best this evening to describe the action as it unfolds before our eyes. Typically during the football season, I'll be joined this time by our producer, John Weaver. However, he was unable to make the trip tonight, but luckily, we've got a familiar face that's helping fill the void. He's a staple here during spring sports, basketball, and volleyball on the network. Making his football debut tonight, though, none other than Doug Strong. Doug, you always say yes. We was talking about before. We'd call you and say, we need somebody to help. And, yeah, you've never said no. We appreciate it.
Well, I enjoy doing it. Like I said, anytime we can get in and talk about our kids, I'm in. So.
Well, we're proud to have you here. Of course, you're no stranger at all to football, but making our first appearance on the broadcast, and not a sport that you've coached, as you have some of them, but something you've officiated a lot of, I'm sure.
Well, I had some coaching, too, a little junior pro.
Okay.
It's been a while, but that's about it as far as coaching the football. But officiated several high school games and stuff.
Well, we're absolutely thrilled to have you here with us. And fortunately, the other man who's rounding out the crew, he does have strength enough to carry any of that extra load that might be existing in John's absence tonight. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, the charismatic Thomas Weaver.
Ooh, new description there. Appreciate the kind introduction, Daniel.
I went to Google and typed in adjectives for praise.
I
pulled that one out.
All right. First road trip of the season, guys, and like you said, first time we've had the Hall of Famer Doug Strong along with us for a football broadcast. You know, Daniel, after tonight, I think he's achieved the HSN Grand Slam.
Yeah, joining only you in that, somebody who's called, of course, there's only been one volleyball broadcast. You guys did that with Craig Cantrell this past Tuesday, I guess it was, but that's impressive. You've done something I've not done on the network.
I didn't know that. You said that, but I guess that's a good accomplishment.
All jokes aside, guys, I'm excited to be here on another Football Friday night with you two because we got a good one ahead of us. Daniel, this has become a rivalry of late, and these battles between the Dogs and the Eagles, they never disappoint.
No, they don't. Five straight games, set up a single digits. Talked to a former head coach this morning, and he brought it up. He said, you know, this has been a good rivalry these last couple of years. And I said, yes, sir, it has. And everybody looks forward to it. Non-region, but you know what? That don't matter. This is one of those games you look at the schedule and say, where's Westmoreland at? Everybody wants to see this one.
Yeah, this is a big game for both schools. Like I said, the last few years, not many points separate them. I think it's what we're going to have tonight. I think it's going to be another one that'll just, you know, hit each other in the mouth, see what happens.
Yep.
Going to be a good one. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors, guys. We hear a lot of kind words about what we do, and we appreciate that, Daniel. But they're the ones that make it all happen.
Absolutely. Wouldn't be here without them. Wouldn't have this video stream being on Facebook and wouldn't be possible. We're always going to talk about them because we appreciate them that much. Go do business with them. Not only do they help us out, but they can help you out, too, if you'll let them.
They will. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper. So we hope all of our watchers and listeners will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print coming up next after these words from our sponsors. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show and our second broadcast of the 2024 season presented by Clay Power Sports. Daniel, it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. That headline read, Adams leads dogs over dragons. And the story talked about how Nate Adams did what Nate Adams does last Friday night as he put the dogs on his back with a record performance and led them to a 42-30 season-opening win. Not only did he break Stephen Arms' career passing touchdown mark, but he also put up the best single-game performance ever by a Bulldog quarterback with 319 yards and 5 touchdowns. Plus, he had 2 defensive interceptions to only lack 2 to break Brian Birch's career record of 27 picks. Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb lauded Nate's record-breaking efforts, and he also talked about how the entire team followed his lead and stepped up their games. Nate was on top of his game, just an amazing accomplishment by him, Lamb said, before detailing the production of many others and wrapping it up with, I can go on and brag about these kids because there were so many that played well. He also said his entire team didn't back down and kept believing, which resulted in Clay County starting the season at 1-0. And Daniel, you know, coach is dead on because the dogs refused to lose to York, as your summary is going to show.
Yes, Thomas, there was no doubt about that as Clay County fell behind 6-0 to the Dragons 3 plays into the ball game, and also trailed 22-21 at halftime. But the dogs opened the second half with 21 unanswered points to put the game away in the third quarter. Nate Adams completed 2 of the 3 touchdown passes his brother Nolan hauled in on the night before Cole Eads picked off an eagle pass and ran it back for the other score. Clay County kicker Manny Hernandez then booted 2 of his 4 made extra points, and Reese Adams caught a 2-point pass to surge the Dogs ahead 42-22 heading into the fourth quarter. York did tack on a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to open the final period before Clay County ran out the clock on the 12-point victory. In the first half, Nate Adams found Lance Burchett for his first score through the air to answer York's quick strike to open the contest and put Clay County up 7-6 following the Hernandez kick. The Bulldog kicker was then true again on the heels of Nate Adams hitting Waylon Cherry in the back of the end zone on the Dogs' next drive. Clay County had claimed a 14-6 advantage with 4 minutes left in the opening period, but York answered and added a 2-pointer to knot the game at 14 early in the second stanza. The Dragons then took a 1-score lead with 6 minutes left in the half and added another conversion to reclaim a 22-14 advantage. But Clay County again battled back. Nate Adams picked off a dragon pass and threw the first touchdown to his brother Nolan the next play. The 20-yard score, paired with another Hernandez kick, pulled the Dogs within 1 point of York at the break and set up their second-half game-winning surge. Big win for the Dogs, Thomas, and you know that was a lot of big numbers, too.
We talked about Nate Adams, but overall the Dogs racked up 402 total yards of offense, and they did it on 60 plays against York, including 83 yards rushing on 22 carries and his 319 passing yards. Of course, he accounted for all of them on 26 of 38 passing, had those 5 touchdowns, did have an interception, while his brother Nolan was his leading receiver with a huge night of his own, 9 catches, 153 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Senior Lance Burchett's 8-catch, 87-yard night and a touchdown
was also impressive. Junior Waylon Cherry had four catches for 41 yards in the TD, and Junior Reese Adams had five for 38 and a two-point conversion in the contest. Junior Nolan Adams was also the leading rusher, five carries for 53 yards. Senior Aiden Soto, 11 carries, 19 yards. Senior Worm Smith, three carries, 10 yards, and Nate Adams had five carries for a total of 1 yard. Reese Adams led the way defensively with eight tackles, a tackle for loss, and a forced fumble. Soto had six stops. Junior Cole Eads, big game for him, had the pick six, a fumble recovery, and a tackle for loss. And also five tackles along with newcomer Bryson Sharp, who got his first start and played well. Smith and Nolan Adams recorded four tackles apiece. Sophomore Roland Holloway made three. Burchett, seniors Hayden Adams, and junior Colton Brown all had two stops, while Cherry, senior Manny Hernandez, and Nate Adams each one had one tackle. Of course, Nate with those two picks. Folks, next week get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I went through. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Eagles here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Folks, welcome back into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from Westmoreland, Tennessee. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for seven consecutive seasons and have 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16 wins to 26 losses, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 2 seasons ago in 2022, where they finished as the runner-up. The Westmoreland Eagles have made it to 12 consecutive postseasons, and they've made 31 overall playoff appearances dating back to 1977. Westmoreland has a playoff record of 22 wins to 31 losses. Their furthest advancement is the semifinals in both 1977 and 1986. These teams are meeting for the 22nd time in their histories, first squaring off back in 1973. The Dogs' largest margin of victory came in 1981's Wilson World Mid-State Bowl, where they defeated the Eagles 48-12. The Eagles' largest margin of victory was 60-0 when the teams met in 2006. The longest winning streak of the series belongs to Westmoreland when they won six straight games spanning from 1983 through 2019. The Eagles currently hold a two-game series win streak after their 13-6 victory in Salina last year. Overall, the Black and Gold have 9 wins against 12 losses against Westmoreland. We do have several stat leaders from this series that me and Thomas will share now. I'll go ahead and let him get started on the rushing side.
Yeah, that goes to Dwayne McLaren, 1979. He had 200 yards rushing against Westmoreland. And, of course, he is in the Hall of Fame, along with Gary Yeads, who has the longest rushing touchdown, a 70-yarder, which came in 1981, Daniel.
Both good numbers there. Passing yardage 3 years ago during his freshman campaign, Nate Adams, 248 yards, just edged out a relative of his, Gary Sparkshort. He had 245 against them back in 1983 through the air, but neither one of them hold the passing touchdown mark. That belongs to Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Gary Yeads. You mentioned his 70-yard touchdown run in 81, Thomas. He also threw for 3 touchdowns in that game.
And that's what we always heard about the great Gary Yeads. He could do it all. Receiving yardage leader, 2021 Alec Kerr, that same game from Nate Adams. He had 105 yards receiving. Receiving touchdowns, Al McLaren. He had 3 in 1981 against the Eagles. And then we'll swap over to defense. Our tackle leader, that same big game that we talked about between Adams and Kerr, 2021 Levi Garrett had 11 stops, Daniel.
He certainly did. Levi helping be an assistant coach on this squad this year, bringing some of that defensive mentality. 1982, the sack master, Tom White, had 4 quarterback takedowns behind the line of scrimmage in that contest. Got 3 guys, actually 2 guys, 3 different performances tied on interceptions. 2019 and 2021, Carson Sharp, 2 different times against the Eagles, had 2 interceptions in a contest. And guess who? 2 years ago, Nate Adams on this very field, his sophomore campaign, he also had 2 picks.
Hope to see that again tonight. Probably the most memorable play against Westmoreland, in my opinion, Daniel, and I don't know about those earlier contests back in the 80s, but this is the longest kickoff return touchdown, but it doesn't say what it meant. At that time, Jimmy Burchett with a game winner, an 86-yarder back in 2020. We call it the button buster.
Yeah, the Twin Lakes broadcast booth went crazy, and buttons were busted off of shorts and everything else, and dancing in the excitement, and a memorable moment for sure. May have another one here tonight. Folks, that does conclude our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our illustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History. Last week we discussed and honored the late Don Napier, and we're very proud to do so. Tonight we Get our lustral and decadal history rolling by turning back the clock 100 years to 1924. J. Edgar Hoover was appointed head of the FBI. Future presidents Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush were born. In New York City, the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held. And in Salina, Tennessee, George Blake Thaxton was in his second year as the head coach of the Clay County High School Golden Crusaders. Of course, Clay County High School opened all the way back in 1919. First year of football was 1923. So this 1924 season, fall of 1924, the second year ever, 100 years ago, been playing football for a century now in Clay County. Have a picture here that will likely run in the horizon later this week in the newspaper. Completely different era, Thomas. You see the leather helmets here. See Coach Thaxton in a full-piece suit with a bow tie there in front of the old high school there. You can tell from the brick background, and pretty rough and tumble-looking group.
They are, and, you know, no numbers or anything on the front of the jerseys, just solid black. And if you look, they're long sleeve, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm sure to protect them from the rough fields that they probably played on. Definitely a big advancement, not only in the uniforms over the years, but also in the quality of the playing surface. 1924, don't know a whole lot about the year four games we know of. They won one, they lost two, they had a scoreless tie in another. Low scoring affairs, 5.3 points a game on average for this squad. They gave up around 19 points a game, mostly in part due to a big blowout loss in the season against Smith County that we'll talk about in a minute. But, Thomas, we don't know classes on these individuals, and honestly, they could have ranged anywhere from their early 20s down to maybe, you know, young teens. I'm not sure. It's not like they had a ton of eligibility rules back then. But I'll let you share the names, and some folks may hear some ancestors here.
I think you're right. Hugh Smith Williamson, Claude Wendell, Herman Butler, Ray Anderson, J.C. Upton, Bethel Dale, Charlie Davis, Hugh Butler, Lawrence Mayfield, Waterson Wendell, Buford Stone, Radford Dale, Millard Green Gates, Forrest Rich, Herman Nivens, Burt Denton, and Hugh Dow. You mentioned the coach, George Blake Thaxton, and then we had a manager, Mr. Bill Thaxton. So, you know, a lot of last names that I recognize, Daniel. Doug, you do the same. And those are some of the kind of the native names from around here.
Yeah, when you look at those last names and look over the history, that's the names you hear, a lot of those.
It is.
Of course, certainly all these gentlemen sadly gone from us, but, you know, we're talking 100 years ago. Let's say they were 17 years old on average. You know, 117 years old was how old these individuals would be if they were living in this modern day. So, been a day or two. As we said, we don't know a ton about the season. We do have a preseason article, though, that I would like to read. This came from the Nashville Banner, the September 28th edition back in 1924. And it says, Clay County High team expects great season. Under the able management of Coach Blake Thaxton of Clay County High, the football squad has been put through some hard practices and are shaping up into championship form. They have out about 24 men each day. They are facing a hard season and will be able to make a fine showing this year. The line will average about 160 pounds, and the backfield will run about 150. Old Charlie Kyle of Vanderbilt fame is out every day or two to plant in the hearts of these young men the spirit that carried Vanderbilt to the crest in days gone by. He predicts that we will turn out a great team. This is the second year of football. The games have been arranged with Livingston, TPI, Hartsville, Carthage, Gainesboro, and Gallatin. Clay County High School is a member of the Middle Tennessee Athletic Association. The first game of the year will be played at Hartsville, Friday, September the 28th, or the 26th, I guess it says. Hartsville always has a fine team, and much interest is shown in this coming game. So pretty interesting to read a preseason roundup from 100 years ago that mentioned Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Frank Charlie Kyle, who played for Vanderbilt. He's from Salina. He was also the head coach for a season or two at Vanderbilt in the early 1900s when Vanderbilt was a national power.
Yeah, and, you know, he was a first ballot Hall of Famer, Doug, if you'll remember. Yeah. When we received that nomination, we were really impressed. And, you know, that's we're kind of veering off, but that's what's great about the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame is you come into those things that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue.
And there's some amazing history in Clay County that you don't know of until you see those things.
Yeah.
Once again, very little known about this season. They played Drowsdale in that opening game, lost it, guys, 0-24. I've got some evidence of maybe a scoreless tie with Livingston. Then they met Livingston again, beat them 21-0. Have an article on that one, but I'll save it for the time being. Then they did end up losing the last game of the year to Smith County, got walloped 0-51. Obviously, Carthage, a pretty stout team back in 1924. But I do have a postseason article that I'd like Thomas to read. It comes from the Nashville, Tennessee, and actually the Banner once again. December 6th edition of 1924, a little postseason write-up.
Yeah, of course, this is written from Salina, Tennessee, as a location. Clay County High School is very proud of the record made this year by the varsity football squad. A banquet is being arranged for the squad. Captain for the next year will be elected. Over 60 plates will be provided. The date has not yet been set for the banquet. Under the management of Blake Thaxton, the squad has been rounded out into great shape. Prospects for a championship team for next year are promising. Clay County High School is a member of the Middle Tennessee Athletic Association and will contest for the championship of the association next year. Only three of the squad will graduate this year. There are plenty of the youngsters coming on to take their place. Frank Kyle, former Vanderbilt star, says that we have two men, Charlie Davis and Hugh Dow, that are good enough to make the Vanderbilt team. These boys plan to enter Vanderbilt next year, and we hope to see Salina placed on the map. So talking about recruits, basically, Doug, that's what's being known at this time. Two guys from Salina and Clay County going to go play at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that's huge in any era, no matter when that is, to be in a big school like that.
Absolutely. So. And once again, you go back to that point in time, and I'm no historian on this part, but in 1924, Vanderbilt is not maybe who we think of when we think of Vanderbilt today, but Vanderbilt sometimes gets a bad rap simply because of their football program and its current struggles, but in everything else, they're great. But not on here to plug Vanderbilt, but just to reinforce what you just read, and that's such a huge thing. That those guys had that ability. It's about all we know. It's 100 years ago. Pretty cool to have such good coverage, really, in those Nashville papers of what took place in 1924. Guys, any further comments about that squad?
One thing that jumped out at me that I didn't mention, the first game was late September. Boy, that'd be nice this day and time.
Well, that's true. you know what? This is week two, so we played on August the 23rd last week.
Yeah.
You know, that calendar has shifted for sure. Of course, school probably didn't start back in 1924 until, I'm going to say, at least after Labor Day.
September, yeah.
Maybe we should go back to that, too.
Yeah, and probably because those guys were working farms. I tell you right now, that's what they were doing. So,
One other comment, and we'll move forward on into the interview. You know, with the preseason opener mentioned 160-pound average across the line of scrimmage, and that's the other big change you see is in the last 100 years, just the size of people. And certainly now we have, you know, more to eat. We're just blessed with a lot more than folks had back then, and sometimes that's a beautiful, good thing, and sometimes it's not. And, you know, definitely they were tougher and harder workers 100 years ago, there's no doubt. Guys? Appreciate y'all's input on that. It's been our pleasure to briefly discuss the 1924 Clay County High School Golden Crusaders, who are celebrating their 100th anniversary. This has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Making Bacon Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Westmoreland, where the Dogs will look to get to 2-0 with a win over the Eagles. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over again today.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you being here.
And you're 1-0. How big was that, getting that first one, Coach?
That's huge. You know, it's just one game, but like you say, there's a big difference between 0-1 and 1-0. And our kids came out and played against a really good football team and played really well and played extremely hard. Very excited that we came out with a win and look forward to seeing what we can do this week.
You said it. Had a lot of guys step up, and we'll try to do our best to talk about them all. But first and foremost, got to talk about the guy who produced what we think is the best ever game by a Bulldog quarterback in history, statistically anyway. How special is Nate Adams?
Wow. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say about him. I mean, 26 of 38, 320 yards, 5 touchdowns. Everything we did went through him. And then he had 2 picks on the defensive side of the ball. He did everything he could do to win that football game. And he spread it around. There wasn't just one person he threw it to. He spread it around to everybody. I think Nolan may have 8 catches, 9. Lance had 8, I think. Waylon Cherry had 4 or 5. I mean, Reese had some. So, I mean, he spread the ball around. And, you know, that makes us so much better when he does stuff like that. And, I've coached 31 years, and I've never thrown the ball 38 times. But, I knew Thursday the way he Nate practiced, the way he threw the ball then, it was going to be a special night for him.
And he's done that throughout his career. But to come out, first game of his senior season, how far has he come?
Tremendously. He has really stepped up and has took on the leadership of this team, and he knows it's his last year. And, you know, he does a lot of things not here at practice or in the game. He does it on his own. Him and Nolan go out and throw, I don't know how many times a week, and I'd say it's daily. And, he has grown so much, arm strength-wise, physically-wise. You know, he's grown a lot, but the mental game has really gotten much bigger and much better.
And you mentioned it. It wasn't just about Nate Adams, even though
It's amazing what he did. Three guys caught touchdown passes. You name them. You know, Nate's brother, Nolan. He put up huge numbers, too. You know, it kind of gets overshadowed. 153 yards, three touchdowns. Lance Burchett, almost 100 yards. Weathen Cherry, the other TD. The least, you know, I don't know. The list just keeps on coming, Coach. Did you expect that out of all those guys?
Yes, I did. I knew we had a lot of kids coming back with a lot of experience, and our skill kids are second to none, and that goes from one to the last. You know, those kids can play with anybody, and we're very excited of what they can do, and you know, I think you saw just a preview of it this past week.
And besides the performances of your players, you know, it's the way they had to battle back to win this one. Got down twice, including right from the jump. How big was that for their confidence moving forward to know, you know, that they can handle anything, right?
Yeah, you know, and you just, you know, I didn't really think about it during the game, but those kids never got down. They knew they were going to win that football game from the start. They knew was what it was going to be. Even though we went down 6-0, you know, had such a big play on the opening kickoff, and first play of the game, they score. 6-0, we're down. Those kids never faltered one bit and kept fighting and never had an attitude that they were going to lose that game. And that's a lot of credit to the senior leadership we got this year.
And we got to talk about the defensive side, too. You know, the way you adjusted to the York run game, you know, they got something going kind of in that first half and then pretty much shut it down in the second half. What was that a product of?
Yeah, you know, Coach D came in and made a few little tweaks to our defense and you know, the kids they decided to line up and play football. And you know, that was football at its best right there, lining up and playing smash mouth. That's what we've all grown up to, you know, watching guys line up and just play physical football. And our kids decided they weren't going to get beat that way and did a great job.
You're going to need a little more of that this week, according to what you said to me for the newspaper, Coach, against a solid Westmoreland team. What's been the message this week?
Well, you know, we've just been trying to tell them we're going through the same thing. It's whoever's the most physical football team is the one that's going to win. And you know, Westmoreland, you go there, and as soon as you walk in the stadium, you feel like you're down 14-0 as soon as you walk in. You know, our kids are going to come out, and they're going to play their hardest. And, you know, we got to do what our coaches do. We've got to be disciplined. And if we can do that, I think we got a good shot.
And you've had a few external factors going on this week to overcome in preparation for the Eagles. You know, it's been scorching hot outside. TSSAA's had some things they've instituted, practice limitations. How's that affected you guys?
Well, you know, we can't go out as much in full pads like we want to, but we've been mostly shorts this week and just trying to, you know, keep us from not getting overheated. That is a very serious thing. I think I saw a report, seven middle school or high school kids in the month of August have passed away due to different things, and most of it was heat-related. So you just try to keep them hydrated and just, you know, try to keep them as cool as you can and not overheat them. And our kids, they do a good job of that. I mean, they know what it's about. I mean, they're not young kids you know, it does put a little thing on there because we can't simulate what they're doing in shorts, what Westmoreland does. So it does kind of hurt us a little bit. But, hey, we've been there before. We know what they're going to do.
And you got the Eagles coming up tonight, of course. And you talked about their similarity physically. But really, scheme-wise, also, don't they do the same thing as the Dragons? They want to run it at you?
They want to run it at you. They want to get to number 7 or number 20. Those are their two studs on offense. And they're just going to line up and block down, kick out, and just try to, you know, go to the number side. You know, the least amount of people, that's where they're going. And they do a really good job at Coach Perry. He's been there a long time. You know, they've run the wing T forever. And as long as I can remember. And you know, they're really good at it, and they're very physical. Defensively, they're just like York. They get after you. They're very sound in what they do. So, you know, hopefully we're prepared enough and disciplined enough to take care of that.
And this has been a series of late, an average of 5 points separating the last four games for either team, which have been split. They won the last two, though, Coach. Safe to say your guys are motivated for this one?
Yeah, I sure hope so. You know, well, we are 0-2 against these guys in my tenure. So, and going to their place, it's tough. It's very tough. I just hope we're prepared and ready to go and have that mentality we had this past week.
Give me one key for Clay County to win.
Got to be disciplined. Got to be disciplined against the wing tee. Defensively, we got to take care of our gaps, not run upfield, and make tackles. Don't miss tackles. And offensively, just execute.
Sounds good, Coach. As always, appreciate you sitting down with us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Welcome back here to the Rising Sports Network, ladies and gentlemen, from Westmoreland, Tennessee. This is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, and it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Like John always likes to say, How They Fired is a weekly update on Clay County's opponents this season, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, home health, and more. Week one, of course, played York. York fell to 0-1, courtesy of Clay County's 42-30 victory over the Dragons tonight. York's at Grace Christian. Knoxville, who beat King's Academy last week, 63-7, or 1-0.
Yeah, good chance York opens up 0-2, but York, a strong team. We talked about it. York had 7 turnovers in that game at John Peoples Field the other night. Of course, we had 2 ourselves, but that's a good win. I'll stick by that. We may turn around and see York be in 1-7 as we near the end of the year, but York's a good football team. That's a good win.
Yeah, no doubt. These Westmoreland Eagles fixing to face Clay County here at home. Last week, they lost to Macon County, 31-7 to start the season 0-1. Tonight, of course, they've got the dogs dug. Hard to get a gauge out of that Macon County game. I know it was closer than the final score looked.
Yeah, of course, Macon's got a really good team. So, the score could be a little skewed right there. It's going to be a typical Westmoreland team. I mean, they're going to grind it at you. You don't look at those scores thinking there's going to be a cakewalk, because it will not be.
Week three, Clay County travels to Jackson County, who started the season 1-0. With a win over Clinton County, Kentucky by a score of 28-14. Tonight, Coach Loftus takes the Blue Devils to Sale Creek, who lost to Midway last week, 33-18. So Coach Loftus could have a chance to start 2-0 also this week. Week four, Clay County hosts Monterey, who is also 1-0. They beat Cannon County 21-7 last week. Tonight, they're playing at Rockwood, who lost to Oneida last week, 28-7. So, I don't know about those Wildcats. Do you?
Yeah, no, I don't either. Monterey usually pretty tough. We're going to pick that game, actually, so we'll talk about it more in a minute, I guess.
Week five, Clay County travels the same direction they did tonight. They just go a little further to Portland, who beat White House last week in a close one, Doug, 21-20. Hard to get a gauge on the Panthers with that one. This week, they are host Greenbrier, who lost to Springfield 34-0. So have to think they might get to 2-0 also.
Yeah. And one thing about Portland, they're going to bring athletes.
Yeah.
Big school, talent-wise, you never know, but they're going to have athletes, you know.
We talk about, only 11 on the field at a time, and that's true. But you go through the course of four quarters, when you've got a roster that's probably got 80-plus kids, and goes too deep at every position for the most part, sometimes that rotational depth can play a big factor too.
Oh, yeah, it just wears you down if they can keep that rotation going on.
Week six, Clay County travels just up the road but across the state line to Tompkinsville, Kentucky to face Monroe County. We know nothing about those Kentucky teams.
Wild cards, I got good barbecue, just like Clay County. I know that.
We'll skip right on to week seven, Clay County's fall breaks that week. But the dogs don't get a break. They got to go to Joe Burns, Daniel, who are 0-1. They lost to McEwen 27-26 in a close barn burner. Tonight, they're at Ballard Memorial out of Kentucky.
I don't know. Could be a toss-up right there. Everybody's talking the Red Devils up this year.
Yeah, we'll know more about them. It was a close loss to McEwen, so, you know, it's hard to gauge on that as we talk about. But I don't like playing on fall break. You know, ask any coach, and they're going to say, I don't like it when my kids get off their normal routine, and certainly that is. We're going to go to break here for the playing of the National Anthem. We'll be right back to finish how they fired.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network here at the pregame show. We're in the middle of how they fared, and we got to Clay County's bye week, which comes after that game against at Joe Vern's. So they have a bye, and then they host Red Bowling Springs, who's 1-0. Last week, they beat Sunbright, blew them out 53-0. Tonight, Red Bowling travels to Midway, who beat Sale Creek 33-18. I think that's another game we're going to pick in just a minute. So, you know, Red Bone Springs putting up some points again.
Hey, anytime you can open the season 1-0, that's a huge thing. You got to lose two before you got a losing record. So, good job for Red Bone.
Week 10, get the Trousdale County coming to Salina. They're 0-1. Last week they lost to Hawkeye 37-6. Tonight they host Macon County in what is another normal rivalry game for the Yellow Jackets, who beat Westmoreland, like we said, 31-7. You have to think Macon County's probably going to stay unbeaten, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think Trousdale's at the bottom of the barrel right now. We'll find out, but I look for Macon County to have a running clock in that one.
And then that big Week 11 contest, Clay County hosts Gordonsville. They're 1-0. They beat Smith County 20-6 last week. They're at Watertown tonight, who's 0-1. Lost to Forest last week, 40-34. Now, that was a barn burner right there. A lot of points. You know, Gordonsville getting off to a good start. We're really not used to seeing that out of the Tigers.
No, sometimes they open up because of the tough schedule in Smith County, Watertown, both bigger schools. The big story with them right now, senior quarterback Jay Foster didn't play, and he'll be healthy, no doubt, by the end of the year when we see him. But I'm not sure what kind of injury he's nursing right now.
Not either, Doug, but, you know, they went into Smith County and beat them without him.
Yeah, and that's – anytime you go to Smith County and get a win, that's big because that's a tough place to play. That's a big rivalry, too, in county, so that's a big win.
So far, Clay County's opponents' combined record at this point is 5-4 on the season, so they do have a winning record. We'll roll right into Coach Edwards' Pick'em Challenge. Week 2, Coach dubbed the Night of the Cat, Daniel, with his text. Current standings, John and Daniel tied for the lead at 4-0. Coach Edwards is 2-2 at the midway point. And as John wrote it out here, Tom Cat, since it's the Night of the Cat, is at the bottom at 1-3. First game we got to pick. Doug, I guess we got to keep you out of this unless you just want to pick on your own. You can comment anyway.
I'm good. Y'all just pick them. That's a big, big contest for you guys.
All right. Rockwood at Monterey, Daniel.
I'll take Monterey. I believe they're a little stronger.
Well, I think I'm with you. It's hard to go up on the mountain and win one. Of course, Clay County, I think, scrimmage Rockwood or that was someone else, wasn't it? Anyway, and looks like it's a wash as John and Coach Edwards also take the Wildcats of Monterey. Next game, DeKalb at Smith County. I'll pick first. Smith lost at home last week. They're going to do it again. DeKalb County on the road, Daniel.
Yeah, I think so. I've seen both of those teams this preseason, and there's just no way DeKalb loses that one.
John also takes DeKalb County, waiting on Coach Edwards' pick. He's trying to decide on that one. We'll give it when he lets us know. Third game of the night that we're going to pick. This could be a barn burner. Pickett County at Sunbright.
Got to like the home team. I'll go for those tough Morgan County Sunbrighters.
I'm with you, Daniel. Home team in that one. And then, to me, it's going to get me probably, but you never pick Pickett County and you never pick the other team that's fixing to travel here. Also, everybody else going Sunbright, so it's a wash on that one, the first three. The next one, Red Bone Springs travels the Midway. Well, just like I said, you never pick the Red Dogs, so I'm going with Midway.
Well, I trusted them last week. I'll trust them one more time. Red Dogs going big tonight, big on the road.
Midway for Brother John. I'm not sure what Coach is going to do, but we will see.
He wants Red Bowling.
He does. He takes Red Bowling Springs. So there, that could make a decision. I'm not going to have many games to make up in my 1-3 record, but I'll take one. Folks, listen later in our broadcast for scoreboard updates to see how these games are going and more throughout the night. This has been Howley Fired, a weekly update on Clay County's opponents, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Daniel, we've got about 5 minutes and 25 seconds before kickoff.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a vote? Welcome back here to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show. Time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can get it done here in Eagle Territory of Westmore in the night. Thomas, start with the high-flying Bulldog offense.
Well, you know, Nate Adams was unbelievable last week, and we're going to need him again tonight. But you can't break records every time you hit the field, Daniel. So I think he needs a little help tonight. And I think it's going to come from this offensive line and senior tailback Aiden Soto. We saw flashes last week, but, you know, he never really got going due to penetration. Tonight, that has to change, and it starts up front. With a game under the belt, you know, this new offensive line, they gained some needed confidence, I think, and I think that's going to make a difference. Look for Soto to show who he is tonight when Clay County needs it most. I think those guys in the trenches are ready to get him going, Daniel.
What about Dickerson and the Dirty Dog defense?
Well, we just need to see the Dog defense we saw in the second half last week. But we need to see it from the start, Daniel. York exposed them a little bit in the first half before Clay County shut them down. And then we talked about the adjustments that were made then. But I talked to Coach D, and he said it was more of an attitude adjustment than it was X's and O's. He said his guys stepped up their games more than anything, and he gave them credit. And that's what Clay County has to do from the jump here tonight, be the aggressor and not let this run Westmoreland run game get going.
What about an overall key for Coach Lamb and this squad to get the win?
Well, everybody's kind of talked about it. To me, it's not having a letdown here on the road tonight, Daniel, because there's no doubt the Dogs are riding high after beating York. Coach Lamb said it was huge for his team's confidence, but that can also lead to overconfidence sometimes, and that's what Clay County's got to avoid, because this Westmoreland team played what some are saying could be the best ever Macon County team, a pretty good game till the fourth quarter. You know, the final didn't look that way, like we said, but this has been a good one for a while. So I think just being ready for the challenge like they were last week is the key here. Same attitude, and if that happens and this Clay County offense gets rolling, look out, Daniel.
Sounds good to me. That's been the keys to the game from analysts. Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Westmoreland skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature here at kickoff, 90 degrees. By halftime, 84. Into the game, 81. 70% humidity. Sun will set at 7:17. The air quality index is good at 41. There's a 3-mile-per-hour wind out of the south-southwest and a 9% chance of precipitation. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show with a full coverage final word. We'll kick over to Doug for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Doug, go ahead and cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, I think the big key is just what Thomas said, our offensive line. If they show the improvement from game one to here, I think that's going to be a success for us because we're cleaning pretty well, get that offensive line to step it up another notch.
It's just it's as simple and complicated as that. If you win the line of scrimmage, you win the game, folks. The full coverage final word sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. It is not near on time for football. Here in Westmoreland, Tennessee, the Eagles taking the field. We've got the camera, as you can see, on Clay County fixing to run out of their sideline. Westmoreland, the home team, they're dressed in red head to toe tonight. Red helmets with a white stripe on them, white numerals on those jerseys. In red breeches, Clay County coming out to their sideline here, dressed in their white travel jerseys, gold numerals on a black outline, black helmets with the gold CC on the side. I missed what took place at the kickoff. We'll have to see what's going there. Guys, did you catch it? At the coin toss.
I did not. I'm busy.
Let's go ahead and get these State Farm starting offensive lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensively for Clay County, left to right up front. At tackle, Rowan Holloway. Left guard, Colton Brown. Center, senior Hayden Adams. Right guard, Kaysen Monroe Hidalgo. And right tackle, senior Caden Strong. The receiver, senior Lance Burgett. And juniors, Nolan Adams and Waylon Cherry. The tight end, a junior, Reese Adams. Running back, a senior, Aiden Soto. And the quarterback, a senior, the great Nate Adams. State Farm starting offensive lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Westmoreland going to be kicking off here to get things started. Clay County on the offensive, and I like that, on the road, getting an opportunity to strike first, get a score, work out any nervous jitters you might have. Kicking off for Westmoreland looks like number 32, Jackson Stewart, a junior. Of course, the kicking game, something that was a pleasant surprise for Clay County fans last week. Manny Hernandez, the senior newcomer. He's been here his whole career. He's not played football, though. He was 4-5 on extra point, a great thing. Here's the kick, going to go deep. Nolan Adams, ever dangerous, fields it at the 20-yard line, 80-yard field in front of him, has block, and Nolan comes through the first line. He's at the 40, goes to the right. 45, midfield, the 50, brought down. Nice return by junior Nolan Adams. He had a great game receiving last week. 9 catches, 153 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And it's a special teams play that set Clay County up nicely, 4-down territory, unless they go backwards.
Yeah, Nolan did a great job finding that seam, but I tell you, it was about the blocking on that one, opening up a hole, and he took it.
Ball sitting in Eagle territory at the Westmoreland 48, so a short field in front of this black and gold offense. 11:50 on this first quarter clock, and we are scoreless, of course. Adams in the gun. Soto sets at the left hip, 3 wide to the left, ball on the far side hash. Here's the snap, give to Soto. Gets a yard and brought down. Nice open field tackle there by the Eagle, number 2, Daniel Forstman.
Kind of what we saw last week, Doug, penetration to start.
Yeah, a little low snap. That kind of got the timing off a little right there.
It's like no gain, maybe, Daniel.
No gain. Still at the 48. You're right, Thomas. Second play of the possession coming. Clock does tick. 11:23 and dwindling. Beautiful evening here in Westmoreland. Sun about to set. Nate in the gun. Single wide and a tight end to the right. Two wide left. Give DeSoto again off left side. Has a good gain off left side. Mid-range pickup. Going to make it third and around five. And we've got some frivolous activity already. Big number 58. Looks like 2 years ago over here, that was Carson Borders laying heavy on Reese Adams after the whistle blew. We knew he was going to get that, though, Doug.
Yeah, this is this rivalry here. It gets a little chippy.
Ball sitting at Eagle 44-yard line. Gain up for Soto. Thought he had a little more. The spot moved it back. Third and six now.
I like the start for Clay County downhill right here. You have to think they're going to go to there here on third and medium, though.
Trio bunch of receivers to the right, tight end left. Nate in the gun. Fake DeSoto. Quick pass. Looks down. Loses the ball. On the ground. Going to be covered by the Eagles. That was not an incomplete pass.
Well, that's
certainly
what I was gonna
just
ask.
Dropped
okay.
At the back of the drawback by Nate. Very strange. Obviously, a dry field. It's been dry all across Middle Tennessee. Doug, sometimes it just falls out of your hand. That's what happened right then.
Yeah, it slipped out. I mean, nothing you can do about that one.
Yeah, tough break there for Clay County, setting Westmoreland up right here at midfield.
10:25 mark of the first as they take over for their first offensive possession. They have it on the Clay County 48-yard line, same place that Clay County had a moment ago. Quarterback under center, give it to the fullback. He's their most talented runner. Dirty ball defense looking tough. It was Cooper White, the senior running back on the carry. Ask any coach on this black, purple, and gold sideline, and they'll tell you 7 is the guy that they threw the most on this Eagle offense.
I think that was the junior, Colton Brown, stopping that one up in there. He was with first contact, and then the entire front line collapsed on him.
Gain of 2, 4 wide on the carry. Makes it 2nd and 8, sending the ball at the Clay County 46. Quarterback, I believe, Cade Perry, a senior, wears number 21, similar to Heath Shuler in the years gone by for University of Tennessee. Wing flips from left to right. That was a tight end, rather. Still a double wing set, one on either side. Fullback behind Perry, who's under center. Play action pass, rolls to the right. Has time, release is going to be caught. And right now, Worm Smith on the ball. On the tackle, they say it's incomplete, or is it a fumble? They're going to say the ground forced the fumble. It's a catch, and the ground forced the fumble. So it's going to be 3rd and short. Worm Smith on the stop. And now 3rd and 2 at the Clay County 40. Thought we had a break there, Doug.
Got a break. Yeah, looked like it got loose. Actually.
That's a bang-bang play, yeah. You know, and a worm with the hit and the strip. It's hard to say, Daniel.
I thought the ball was out before the ground. I thought they might have ruled it an incomplete pass for a moment. But
sure.
I think a catch and a fumble. But regardless, Westmoreland with it, 3rd and 2 from the Clay County 40. Right out the window here as we call from the visiting sideline. Perry under center gives to White. White going to be hit, breaks one tackle, keeps the feet moving, gets the first down. Going to be brought down by downtown Colton Brown. Another stop for him. But the chains do move. 4th play of this Eagle drive coming. 2 runs and 1 pass so far.
And this is what you get out of Westmoreland. Kind of that ball control just hits you for 2 or 3 at a time, Doug. Even though we saw them with a little explosive for them on the pass.
Yeah, they want to milk that clock. They're going to pound you and throw any thought.
Eagle snapping now from the Clay County 36-yard line after a gain of 4 on 3rd and 2. Perry in the gun. Gives the jet.
Oh.
No, keeps it. Quarterback up a gut. Could go. Nate Adams in pursuit. Will he catch him? He does not. Right at the goal line, but the momentum carries him into the end zone. So an explosive 36-yard score for Cade Perry, the senior quarterback, and the Eagles strike first. Fake the jet sweep. Quarterback pulled it, ran off tackle left, and went straight to the end zone, guys.
Hey, just a great read, great execution, and Perry doing a great job right there. Sold the fake for a long time, Doug, and then pulled it and went straight downhill into the end zone.
Yeah, just had an excellent read, was patient, seen it, senior quarterback.
And Clay County just flowing, you know, flew, just got a little bit too far horizontal, and he cut it back, and the Eagles strike first, Daniel.
Westmoreland, a tough offense to defend. They do some different things. They give you that traditional wing look. They run some veer. They run that jet read like there, and it's a lot of stuff to prepare for. Snap, set, kicks away. It's high, it's straight, and it's true. 7-0, Westmoreland leads. 8:04 mark, first quarter.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. 8:04 mark of this first quarter, and it was Westmoreland here at home striking first after the Clay County turnover. They took advantage here and had this early lead. Noah Adams deep to return. Second kickoff of the game for Westmoreland. Nobody fields it. It rolls towards the goal line. Going to stop short at the one. It'll be picked up by Soto. Soto makes one man miss. Tries to go up the right sideline, and it'll be bad field position. For Clay County starting here, what a kick by that Eagle.
Yeah, and it died sort of that goal line, too. So, just a good kick right there.
Yeah, Soto and Nolan Adams both thinking it's going to get into the end zone, Doug. It just didn't quite make it. Well, Daniel and I were down on the field earlier. I tell you, it's some pretty deep grass. The ball's not going to roll far over that.
No, it's tall, and that's why you saw that ball die so quick. That's a good point, Thomas. Second offensive possession for Clay County here. They take over from their own 6-yard line, a 94-yard field in front of this black, purple, and gold offense.
You got to remember, the Dogs were here last week. They got scored on early and had some adversity. Let's see if they respond like they did against York here.
Adams in the gun. Give to Soto. Soto right into the heart of the defense. Not a lot of room there. Pretty much immediately brought down. Hard to tell about the spot from this angle. They place it down. We'll look at the down marker. I'm going to call it no gain. Second and 10. Second play of the possession coming. Of course, Westmoreland, a double-A program, playing out of Region 3. Last year, they were 5-6 on the season. Lost in the first round of the playoffs to Marion County on the road. Close game, 7-21 to a strong Marion County squad. So Westmoreland, you know, they fool around and have these 500 records, but it's always a hard-fought, tough 500 record. Adams in the gun, second and 10. Give it to Soto. Running room, good stop blocking. Here we go. Soto with a stiff arm, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and roll out of bounds. No flags on the field. Great play, Baden Soto, and it was all about the outside perimeter blocking of those wide receivers.
It was to get him to spring him, Daniel, but I'm telling you, the corner got sealed too, and I think that was a sophomore, Roland Holloway, kind of getting it hooked for him there, Doug, and Soto did his thing. That's what I was talking about to start. Give Aiden Soto at least two steps to get him going, and he's going to do that for you.
He was patient to get that read, dude. Then he got it up in there when he got that block.
Good point. Ball said now back at the Clay County 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield, first and 10, 7:26 mark up this first quarter. Westmoreland up 7-0. Adams in the gun. Nate rolls right, looks to pass, has time. Now it breaks down, releases. Going to be high and out of bounds. Was trying to hit Waylon Cherry, who was set down on the 5-yard curl. Fourth play of this dog drive coming. Nate, last week throwing for 319 yards. We were kind of sure of it at the time, but it was not 100%, so we didn't mention it. That was a single-game school record on passing yardage. Alex McLaren held the prior mark with 308 yards against Oliver Springs back in 2010 or 2011. But Nate surpassing that and just had everything going right last week on the passing game. Hopefully we can get settled back in. Two wide and a tight end left. Nolan Adams singled up to the right. Play action. Here we go. Dumped off just a little bit out of the grasp of Reese Adams. Nice play call. Play was there.
Yeah, and Nate got rushed on that one. It wasn't really his fault. He had to get rid of it quick, Doug, because of that jailbreak on the left side.
Yeah, just good pressure right there forced that to be a little quicker than you wanted it to be.
Ball still sitting at the Clay County 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield, 7:17 mark of this first quarter. Westmoreland up 7-9. Fifth play of this dog drive coming. It started back at the Clay County 6, and the good Soto run pushed it up to where it's at now. So around a 40-yard gain, 42 yards, I suppose, on that carry by Soto.
At this point in the game, are you looking at two plays here no matter what?
I don't think so. I think three down territory and a punt here. Here's the screen. Soto with it. Line of scrimmage. More. 50. 45. Run out of bounds. Out of the sticks. Nice job of Aiden Soto getting beyond that marker. If they give him the spot that he gained, it'll be a first.
I think he's going to get a bad spot right there.
Oh, that is a bad one. I don't like it, but it is what it is. It's going to be short. Fourth and short. At the very least, we'll see a hard count here. See if Coach Ham goes for it at the West Point 44-yard line, 7:10 mark of this first quarter. And perhaps I was just seeing it wrong on the spot, but I thought he was further down the sideline, Doug.
I did, too. I thought he'd advanced pretty close to the 40 there is what I thought.
I think Coach Lamb's going for it here, guys. It's a big moment in this game. You're across midfield. If this Westmoreland offense gets it back, there's not going to be a whole lot of possessions in this game.
No, there's not. And they're a ball-control team.
Play clock at 5. Adam slips right. Play clock at 2. Here's the snap. Give to Soto. Makes one of that miss. Gets towards the south off the edge. Going to be a little short by my side. Let's check the spot. Just had to go too much sideways on that one before he could get north and south. And it's a turnover on downs.
One of those reads right there to the outside, Doug. That's why we see that play going horizontal. You had two options there with Nate and Soto. Man, it's close, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was within a yard.
Yeah. Westmoreland taking over for their second offensive possession. They'll do so from their own 43-yard line, 57 yards from the Bulldog end zone. Westmoreland does have a 7-0 lead here in this first quarter. 7:04 mark on the clock. Line out to either side. Ball sets at the left hash for Westmoreland here. Penalties. Markers come out. See the white hat counting players. And now we see an infraction against Westmoreland. I'm not sure what the call was.
They had too many on the field right there.
Going to back them up 5.
Is that the first flag we've seen of this contest? We're not used to that over here, Daniel.
No, we talked about that earlier before we came on air. That second quarter 2 years ago, it was plagued with penalties. I think we talked about it, near 40 penalties combined in that contest between those teams. I've never seen a game that was more penalized.
Yeah, it went both ways, really.
Yeah, it is a game I didn't think we'd ever leave here alone.
First and 15 after the penalty. Wing to the right, Perry in the gun, gives off to White. White going to be hit, brought down. Good dog defense. Thomas watching the spot for those tacklers.
Reese Adams out on the outside. He had help with Nolan over the top, but Reese with contact.
That was just good pursuit out there, initial contact. They got in there and made that play.
Ball set at the Eagle 41-yard line. Gain of 3. Makes it 2nd and 12. So that penalty is what Clay County needed. Need to get off the field here. 3 and out. And get some continuity built on offense. Not go down 2 scores right here. Perry under center, traditional wing set, toss sweep to the right, White with it, gets the edge, gets north and south, good pursuit again. Does get yardage, but a tackle made. Lance Burchett coming up from his safety position. Also, Reese Adams again coming out, the primary on the play.
Yeah, Reese Adams, a great job of standing his guy up and taking him horizontal, Doug, getting an arm on that, and then with the help of Burchett, not letting him fall for another 2 yards.
Yeah, that Bulldog defense has got good pursuit on those, getting that initial contact and then getting in there and finish it for him.
Third and around 7, we'll call it. Ball sitting 4 yards from midfield at the Westmoreland 46. 5:48 and ticking on this first quarter clock.
They can't
even need to get off the field right here. Westmoreland already leading 7-9. Perry in the gun, double wing set, wing in motion right to left, going to roll to the left, pass set up, has men, flips the hips, releases, nearly intercepted by Nate Adams. No surprise about that. Nate all the time coming close to interceptions. That's 26 in his career. Second only to his uncle, Brian Burgett, who has 27. So a punting situation here for head coach Chad Perry. He's been running this program for a long time over at Westmoreland, has a lot of respect from all of the Clay County coaches and everybody else around. Just a good, strong program.
You called for it, Daniel. You know, three and out there for Clay County. That's huge early in this one.
Certainly is. Got to have a good, clean exchange here on special teams. Westmoreland to punt for the first time. Here's the snap. Kicks away. Adams going to let it hit. Now fields it at the 21. Shakes and bakes. Makes one miss. Now going to be hit. Still on his feet. Has about a six-yard gain. And now brought down. Now, one thing about it here tonight, you won't see quick whistles. They'll let these guys continue on. Once there, a lot of folks thought it was over, but it wasn't over, and he kept going.
Yeah, and that's just good heads up with Nolan
yeah.
there. To keep playing, no whistle, just keep going.
So Clay County taking over for what's officially their third offensive possession. The first one ended with a fumble. Second ended with a punt. Westmoreland does lead 7-0. Ball 70 yards from the Eagle end zone at the Clay County 30. 5:19 mark of this first quarter clock.
You know, you're just down 7-0 here. I don't think you get away from the game plan. I think you got to feed Soto a little more, see if you can get it going.
Yeah, just see what's going right now.
Ball on the near side hash, two wide and a tight end route, give to Soto. Gets it 1 yard, and then brought down. Westmoreland playing that 50 defense.
You know, and that's what we saw last year out of Aiden Soto. You know, he's that banger. He's that horse you can ride a little bit. And when he gets a seam, he can break one too, Doug.
Yeah, he don't have a problem banging it, getting a yard, no yards, and he's going to break one eventually.
Of course, the other part of that two-headed monster, Worm, senior classmate of Aiden, senior Worm Smith. Two wide to the right, several at the right hip. Nolan Adams to the left. Nate to roll around. Releases. Going to be incomplete. Good defense done by Westmoreland. Thomas wanting some laundry. Looks like Matthew Martin, the senior, just timing it well there.
Yeah, he had that trailing arm, though, wrapped around him when he went to knock it down, Daniel, but no flag on the play.
Third play of the dog grab coming. 3rd and 9, 4:36 mark of this first quarter. Clock is stopped with incomplete pass.
I like the call. You get Nate Adams on the edge with multiple receivers out there. That was the right throw. Just good coverage.
Yeah, good coverage.
Guys, we have yet to complete a pass in the contest.
Got one.
Have one.
Yeah. Hit Soto for 8 yards.
That's right on the screen.
On the screen.
Play action pass. Here it is. Quick release. Little seam route. Going to be a little wide of the mark for Cherry. Falls incomplete.
Yeah.
Another punt coming.
Yeah, Nate may be feeling a little frustrated right there. That one was a little bit behind Doug. It seems like he's rushing it just a little bit. It's like any offense just got settled down a little bit.
We had a little bust on it. Probably had two receivers right there.
We did. So, you're right.
Nate Adams to punt. His junior brother, Nolan, to long snap. 4:33 mark of the first. Foot to it. High spiraling kick. Comes down, goes out of bounds around the Eagle 40, depending on the spot. So Westmoreland will be taking over for their third offensive possession of the quarter. They do have a 7-0 lead at the 4:26 mark of this first quarter.
Then another big defensive stand from Clay County right here. Back in the same position they were just a few minutes ago. And Clay County did a great job, I thought, getting a three and out. Need the same, Doug.
Yeah, that's what you needed right there, but need to take advantage of that.
Officials calling a timeout for a water break on the field. We'll take it with them. Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it?
That's why I waited.
If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs trail the Eagles 7-0 here, Daniel. 4:26 left here in this first quarter.
Westmoreland with their third offensive possession here, trying to build on that 7-0 lead they have. They take over at their own 41-yard line, 59 yards away. Option play. Quarterback keeps it. Not a lot there. Maybe a loss of one. Good job by the Dog defense. Saw Reese Adams involved. Somebody else, maybe linebacker Bryson Sharp, coming from his inside backer position. Gain of one. Makes it second nine. Hard to defend it much better than that guy.
Oh, yeah. They had the dive guy, too. Colton Brown just gobbled him up and before the option there, Doug. So, Coach D, because you guys coached up to play that one.
Just some good discipline, because most of them went after that dive guy, and they didn't. They stayed in their spots and made that play.
Assignment football at its best. Ball at the far side hash. Wide side of the field is to the right of the offense. Cade Perry in the gun. Tailback to his right. Receiver in motion. That's why it faked the jet to him. Quarterback keeper again, and another big play getting into Clay County territory is senior quarterback Cade Perry. He was brought down by Sharp. And others. First and 10, Westmoreland. Ball at the Clay County 47. Twice now, Cade Perry hurting Clay County with that keeper.
That's two real good reads he's made on those plays.
Right, you got to credit him on those. You know, he's riding it, pulling it at the exact perfect time.
Yeah. Yeah, he slid along with White. I thought he had given the jet there, and he actually pulled it, so. You only get that good at it after repetition and repetition. Certainly, he's put the time in. 2:55 and ticking. First quarter, Westmoreland trying to make this a two-possession ball game. Backwards pass caught by White. Good lateral pursuit. And we have a Bulldog down over there on the far sideline. I hope nothing more than a cramp, but they are going to bring play to a stop for that. We're going to take injury timeout break as well. 2:43 mark first quarter. Westmoreland 7, Clay County 9. We'll be right back.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports.
Fortunately,
that injured Bulldog up and off the field under his own power was senior outside linebacker Aiden Soto. Appears to maybe have been a shoulder that he tweaked a little bit, Doug, kind of moving that right arm as he came off the field.
Yeah, he was flexing it a little bit there. So,
ball being sent by the Eagles from the Clay County 44, second round 7. Another quarterback keeper by Perry. Boy, they run that thing well. He bellies up with White there. Cooper White coming across, and it's hard to tell from our vantage point who's got the football. And clearly, even for the inside linebackers on the field, hard to tell.
Yeah.
It kind of gets lost in those dark red jerseys, and you can't really see it.
Yeah, that's a tough read on the defense right there.
It is.
He does a good job hiding it.
Clay County playing that one pretty well. We saw Hayden Adams in there kind of stopping it up. And then Reese Adams along with Bryson Sharp following it up.
Third and round 3. Ball at the Clay County 40-yard line. Four down territory for the Eagles. They lead 7-0, minute 50 and ticking, first quarter. Perry in the gun. White in motion. Give to him this time on the jet. Gets north and south. Nears the sticks.
Hayden
gonna be
Adams.
Brought down by
Hayden Adams underneath there, getting the wrapping him up.
Sharp over the top.
He fell close to it, Daniel.
They're eyeballing the marker. May have to call the official chains out. They do call official timeout for a measurement, it looks like. Ball sitting, guys, around the 37-yard line. You don't see a ton of measurements anymore. A lot of times these white hats just look down the line and make the determination.
Yeah, take a good look. This is close. It's close. But usually they don't see much of a measurement.
They stretch them, and it is a first down. About 3 inches was all that was sticking past it, but first down it is. So the Eagle drive continues here. They're about to snap on the sixth play of it, and Westmoreland doing what we thought York would do last week, just a methodical possession, run the clock type drive, and they're executing it pretty good so far on this one.
Yeah, they are. And, again, you know, this Clay County defense, you see Nolan Adams walking up in there and talking to Hayden Adams and others, trying to get them fired up to try to get a stop.
First and 10, Westmoreland. Ball at the Clay 37. Shotgun snap to Perry. Pikes pass under pressure. Going to break the tackle. Reese Adams gets back north and south before he's brought down.
Roland Holloway with a strong arm there to bring him down.
Helped out by Hayden Adams underneath. So Perry playing well so far, fighting hard right there, guys, just to get back to the line of scrimmage. Reese Adams coming off that defensive end position on the hot stunt. Nearly had the quarterback sack.
Yeah, just a good play to get that busted right there.
Well, the quarterback, we've seen it. He's vertical when he wants to be, and he got that way quick when he saw Reese off the edge.
Westmoreland taking their time here. 45 seconds and ticking on this first quarter. Eagles lead 7-9. Second and 10. Perry under center. Wishbone backfield behind him. Give to White. He's off left side. Positive yardage. Mid-range pickup. Could be the last play of the quarter. Gang tackle by the Dirty Dog defense. Hayden Adams on the bottom. Not sure who came in over the top.
That was
Hayden,
Nolan.
Hayden doing a nice job really working down that line of scrimmage from his nose guard position. One of those unsung heroes, and he had a great game last week. And something else he's doing this year, we mentioned at the starting lineup, playing center on offense. Never has done that in his career, and did a pretty outstanding job last week and so far tonight. First quarter's going to end here on that play. Buzzer sounds. After the first 12 minutes, it's Westmoreland 7, Clay County 9.
Place in Salina, you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs trail the Eagles 0-7 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Not much on the offensive side for Clay County. Didn't think I'd be saying that after one quarter of play here in Westmoreland. Aiden Soto, all the rushing yards on the ground. He has a total of 6 carries for 48 yards. One of those a 42-yarder. So basically one explosive so far for Clay County. Soto responsible for all of the offense. Nate Adams is 1 for 4 with one completion to Soto for 8 yards. So Clay County just over 50 yards of total offense so far in the first quarter. Leading the way defensively, Reese Adams and Hayden Adams, both with 3 tackles apiece. This Bulldog Stat Summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Daniel, while we got a little time, let's talk about our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports. Second year in a row, they presented these Bulldog football broadcasts, and we can't thank them enough. Just unbelievable. They just keep growing and growing and growing. I know you
You see them firsthand all the time.
Yeah, I drive past them every day to the house, and they've got an inventory down there that's second to none. You see these other lots around, and they won't beat what they've got down there under the bridge at Clay Power Sports. So whether it be in the ATV range with these side-by-sides or in the marine range with these stellar boats that they've got, just what I'll call a world-class business, and the times I've been in there, outstanding service to go along with that.
No doubt. Folks, go see Eli and all his friendly faces that he's got on his crew down there at Clay Power Sports below the bridge in Salina as Westmoreland. Big fourth down for the Eagles.
That it is. Ninth play of the drive. Going to play it quickly. Fourth and round three. Perry under center gives to White. He's got the first down and more flags come out, though. This one's coming back. Going to be a hold. White going to go to the end zone with a high step. Thought he'd really done something. Little does he know, points will not go on the board.
Yeah, first time we've seen White in the open field, Daniel, and Doug, we see why he got there.
Yeah, that cleaned up pretty easy when they held him right there.
So. But, you know, a dangerous back. We saw what Cooper White could do last season. Clay County, if anything, you know, they've done a pretty good job on him in the first quarter.
They have kept him bottled up to that point. Of course, that didn't stand either. So still to this point, Clay County with more, SoCal with more rushing than White has. Of course, Perry, the big touchdown that they had, given them the 7 points.
What will the Eagles do here? You think they'd have to punt at this point?
Well, you know, sitting at the 44-yard line after the holding penalty, fourth, and what appears to be 17 yards, the line to gain is the 26, and it's back here at the 44. So fourth and 18, Thomas, they're going to have their offense on the field. Now the punter comes out.
Tell you what, you got to look at that as another big stop by this Clay County defense, guys, to keep Westmoreland out of the end zone again. And honestly, just to get a possession back for their offense.
No doubt. Play clock at 5, 3, 2. Here's the stand.
Oh,
it's a fake. Here we go. Can we get it stopped? 4th and 18, here we do. It's going to be Worm Smith. He won't be fooled. No, they think they've got it, but they do not. Brought down short of the sticks. Clay County going to take back over. Nice job by Worm Smith on what nearly was a converted fake punt on 4th and 18.
A well-executed play. We just made a good read on it and got out there and made the play.
Yeah, Worm ever hustling right there. He was in the backfield, thought it was a punt, reverse field, Daniel, and ran him down.
Outstanding effort by him. Clay County taking over at their own 31-yard line, a 69-yard field in front of them. 11:22 mark of this second quarter. Westmoreland up 7-0. Fourth offensive possession for Clay County. At this point, for the Dogs, only one first down in the contest so far. Timeout going to be taken by Coach Lamb. We'll take it with him and be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County taking over first and 10 from the 31. Completion, trying to get this offense clicking and going. Nolan Adams with his first reception of the night. And there we see what we called the extended running game last week, the quick passing game. Get the clock moving, get some confidence built up. Gain of around 3, moving up to the 34. So 2nd and 7 now, but that's refreshing just to see a good, clean, completed pass.
Yeah, it was. And I got to get a little confidence, a little momentum going on that.
Nate in the gun. Two wide and a tight end left. No one isolated to the right. Give to Soto. Aiden off left side, gets near the sticks before he's met and brought down, up to the 40. Going to be third and very short. Maybe they'll give him the spot. Oh, let's see.
Right there.
Yes, it is, and it is a first down. All right. Only the second first down of the contest for Clay County, so the faithful who've made the trip, of course, everybody knows Clay County travels well. Many have made the trip down Highway 52 to watch this contest. Saw former Bulldog Jimmy Burchett come in earlier, of course, on this field 2 years ago. He caught a pass in the middle of the field from Nate Adams and ended up lateraling it sideways to Alec Kerr mid-play for a touchdown, a very memorable moment in this series of recent years. Now to give DeSoto first and 10, Aiden Soto, good patience and good vision, picking his way through, gets across, well, not across midfield, but right up to it, guys.
Yeah, that's one thing to talk about DeSoto. You know, he'll get them no yards, 1 yard, then he'll break to a three. And he's starting to get a little rhythm, too. That line's starting to move out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see the confidence growing in the senior. And also, like you said, Doug, this offensive line getting a little push.
Yep, giving a big push right now.
1 yard from midfield at the Clay County 49. An offensive coordinator's dream here, second and three. Just a good position to be in front of the sticks. Two wide and a tight end left. Nolan by himself to the right. So to the right hip. Nate Rose left looking to throw. Flips the hips. Release is going to be caught.
Caught it. They made it.
First down. I believe Waylon Cherry on the catch. It is the sure-handed Cherry who went down low to the turf to get it. So another first down on this drive.
That was a real good effort making that catch. That was a low ball. He just went down there and got under it.
Clay County trailing 7-0 here. They're in Eagle territory at the 45-yard line. So a gain of around 6 there makes it 1st and 10 with the 5th play of this dog drive coming. First possession for Clay County ended in a turnover. That's the only turnover of the contest for either team at this point. Nate with it. 1st and 10. Rolls right. Wants a little bit of a bigger one. Throws low. Going to be incomplete to his cousin Lance Burchett. Lance going down for it. Just couldn't haul it in. And Nate right now at the moment just not hitting the marks that he was last week. Of course, we saw a career game out of him last week. We've grown so used to seeing great things from Nate and honestly expect so much that if he's just a little bit off, we think something's wrong. Well, yeah. Nothing's wrong. It's just early in the game, and he's fine.
Yeah, and every ball's been catchable. It's not that. We just expect him to be perfect.
Second and 10 here. Clock is stopped. 8:47 mark, second quarter. Reese Adams going to split out and join two other receivers in a bunch to the right. Nolan by himself to the left, so it's Lance, Waylon, and Reese right, Nolan left. Play action, draw play, Soto with it, 40, has room, up to the 30 and brought down, moving the sticks, a nice little draw play there, halfback draw.
Well, I think that was just a good read on our guys. We had a three-man front on defense, and they just read it and handed up that gut.
Yeah, and, you know.
Soto may be shaking up a little bit.
Clay County milking a little clock here.
At the 29-yard line now, 1st and 10, 8:25 and ticking, as Thomas said. 7th play of this dog drive coming. Nate in the gun. Ball at the left hash. Rolls to the wide side on the right. Under pressure, steps up, releases. Looks a big one. Has a man at the goal line, simultaneous possession. Now it falls incomplete to the turf. Sorry, I did not get the camera hardly far enough around. Was targeting Waylon Cherry on the go route. Nearly intercepted and also nearly caught for a touchdown. But harmlessly fell to the turf. Clay County lives to fight another day, 2nd and 10.
Hey, it's good effort for Waylon, though, to go back and try to get that and fight and battle that ball right there.
Yeah, it was. Good job by breaking that one up and – you know, didn't really know who was going to come down with it. Popped out after they hit the ground, I think.
Yeah. Dogs break huddle, approach the line. Cherry splits to the right. Reese Adams tight end right. Adams and Burchett to the left. Soto at the right hip. No, that's Worm Smith at the right hip of Nate. Now motion. Jake Gibb. Lance Burchett with it. North and south. Hit by a man. Going to be brought down. I got excited. Lance saw something there off tackle that he attacked, but unfortunately, an eagle there attacking as well.
Yeah, it closed up pretty quick. I think he had a little opening, but it closed.
9th play of the drive coming. No gain on that officially. Ball still sitting. Thomas at the West Point 29-yard line. Last 5 contests in this series, since it was renewed in 2019, have all been settled by single digits. Clay County's 1-2, West Point's 1-3. Reese Adams tight end right, three wide to the left. Worm Smith at the left tip, third and 10 from the Westmore 29. Nate Rose left, under pressure from the backside. Release is going to be caught. Now drop. Reese Adams with it, a high pass that he did not haul in. Officials call it incomplete. Fourth and 10 now, so four down territory. But Clay County, over on their last three plays, have not gained a yard.
You know, don't forget, Clay County does have a leg over here on the sideline. It would be a long one.
Bobby, the 29, so 39 plus around 7. It'll be about a 46-yard attempt for Manny Hernandez. Clay County trailing 7-9 early. Coach, I'm going to go for it here in four-down territory. Fourth and 10 from the Westmoreland 29. Clay County needing to move the sticks here. 7:23 mark, second quarter. Westmoreland up 7-9. Westmoreland going to take a timeout. No, a delay of game. Yeah, Westmoreland with a timeout. We'll take it with them and come right back for this fourth and 10 play.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. Fourth and 10, Daniel, from the 29. Clay County down 7-0.
That it is, Tom. Do or die on this one for this possession. 7:23 mark of this second quarter. Nate in the gun. Motion now. Lance left to right. Here's the snap. Nate rolls down. Looks back left. Has time. Steps up in the pocket. Under pressure. Releases. Wants a big one. And it's going to be intercepted at the goal line. A penalty marker comes out. Tackle is made.
That might have been a pass interference right there.
It may have been.
He threw his flag through his bag.
Okay.
He picked that flag up. Should have been a bean bag.
We were targeting Nolan Adams. Just had him double covered there. Safety was able to get over there. Colton Sizemore, the senior with the interception. So West Point taking over. I think Worm Smith making the tackle on the return. Westmoreland taking over at their own 12-yard line. 88-yard field in front of them for their fourth offensive possession.
Yeah, it looked like the route there was trying to single up Reese on the flag to the corner of the end zone there. Just couldn't quite get free, and Nate throwing one up. And you can do that on fourth down.
Sure,
yeah.
you got to. I missed the start of the play. Not much doing there for the Eagle offense. Just like a run to the right. I'm assuming they handed off to Cooper White again. Westmoreland hoping to put together an 88-yard scoring drive here that'll chew up most of this 6:50 left on this second quarter clock. Of course, Clay County hoping to go three and out again, just like they did last time and deny this Eagle offense. We talked about the different things Westmoreland likes to do. And what they do it well. Misdirection and deception, and you know, you can do that and not be good at it, and it don't work well. If you do it and you are good at it, it's tough to defend, and Westmoreland's pretty sound at it. Hand off to a traditional tailback this time. It's wide again, who had lined up, dot in the eye, had a pullback in front of him. Out to the 21-yard line. They'll make it third and one.
Yeah, you talked about it, and you know, Coach Perry, I think, is his name. Isn't that right?
Chad Perry.
It,
yeah.
It just does a great job. This team's disciplined when it comes to their formations and the way they step and the way they handle the ball in the backfield.
Westmoreland in no hurry. Play clock still with 18 seconds on it. Game clock at 5:45 and ticking.
We talked about it in the break, guys. Typical Clay County Westmoreland game. You know, one score ball game right now. One score in the entire game.
Yeah.
7-0. The Eagles lead the Dogs.
And they are characterized typically in another timeout, the second taken by Westmoreland. Typically, this affair each year has been a low-scoring one.
It
Not
has.
Only close in scoring, but low-scoring at that. Another timeout taken. We'll take it with them here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. 5:30 mark of this second quarter. Westmoreland snapping on a 3rd and 1 from their own 21. They have a 7-0 lead. Perry under center gives White off right side. Not a whole lot there. Feet still moving. That's not White that time, but a different back.
44.
Pressure set of legs. Grant Liddy, the junior fullback. Gets the first down. Ball now out at the Westmoreland 28-yard line. 1st and 10. Fourth play of this Eagle drive coming. Last week, Westmoreland losing to Macon County 31-7. Clay County beating York 42-30 in the season opener. And off the wide again off right side. Almost broke that one off the right side for a big gain. We're able to drag him down. Reese Adams involved on the stop, along with Rowan Holloway. Ball advances out from the 28 to the 33. Second round 6. Or 5 to go. 4:30 and ticking, guys.
Yeah, and this is just what the Eagles want. You know, again, we've said it all night long, but control the clock, Doug. As long as they've got a lead, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and they're fine with driving it for 5-6 minutes and not scoring.
That's
yeah,
right.
They're good with that.
10 seconds on the play clock as Perry goes under center. Fullback and tailback behind him. Traditional eye backfield play action pass. Has a man on the slant. It's caught. Going to be hit and brought down, though. Well executed. Going to be Lance Burchett recording the tackle. Cooper Perry, perhaps a brother of quarterback Cade Perry. On the reception, 1st and 10, and now we see Westmoreland for the first time playing quickly here. Double wing set, fullback behind Perry, who's under center, wide in motion, right to left, beer playoff, right side. Fullback on the keeper. And that's what you see, inside beer for the first time tonight out of a traditional wing set, and they looked good doing it like it's something that they do, every play. And here we go, tempo again, going to be under center, same set. 7-6, gain of 4, hand off to White on the short jet around right side. Not a whole lot there, going to be 3rd and short.
Good job of that Bulldog defense. I think that was a senior, maybe Caden Strong, coming in for Brown, making a tackle right off the bat.
Like right there.
Westmoreland continuing tempo here in the second quarter, 3-10 and ticking. They do have a 7-0 lead, wing to either side. Cooper White in motion, give to him off right side.
Boom.
Nice Dog defense, but the pile continues to move. And these officials, like we mentioned earlier, they're going to allow these pushing, these rugby scrums to continue until there's no clear momentum going one way or the other. And we just saw a first down gain by White and the Eagles. And it was several yards after contact, and it wasn't that a tackle was broke, guys. It's just that several Eagles joined White and pushed him forward very slowly.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that being allowed, but that's just tough physical football.
Yeah, and we've pile moving.
We've seen it all night. I mean, they're extending their arms and getting in there and like you say, moving it.
Well, we had it on the kickoff play a while ago.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
they would allow them.
And everybody stopped, and he just keeps going.
Yep.
What's more than huddling back up here? Credit this dog defense for holding up with that tempo right there. I know they get picked up a first down, Daniel, but no explosive out of it.
Eighth play of the drive coming, I believe, here. 2:20 and ticking. Snapping from the Clay 49 here. And the pressure on the rise. It's a fumble. Going to be caught. Scoot.
Guess who? Cole Leeds with the pressure off the edge.
Cole Leeds with the pressure. Bryson Sharp with the return. Ever since that initial Clay County fumble, it kind of felt like we were playing from behind. Maybe now that the turnover battle is kind of even with the fumbles, Clay County can capitalize here. What an opportunity. 2:14 left in this first half, trailing only 7-0. Dogs with it.
Hey, this is an excellent play for Cole Leeds to run that down.
Certainly was. Bryson Sharp getting on that football. Clay County taking over from the Westmoreland 48. Looking for points. Nolan Adams isolated to the left, defended by White. Trey set to the right. Three receivers there. Nate rolls to the right. Finds a man. Going to be dropped. Had Lance. Lance just couldn't squeeze it and hang on, though.
Lance Burgett. Pogo sticks up off the ground. Takes a shot to the brisket, but gets straight back up.
Second and 10. Good play call. Play was there. Clay County at this point simply just not executing what's there for them to do. 2:07 mark of the second, and the clock is stopped with that. What a great job by Cole Leeds. Of course, TDS top performer from last week for plays like we just saw there. Had a pick six last week, quarterback sack, tackle for loss, coming off that edge, and just a talented player, a junior, and making his presence known on that dog defense. Two wide left, one to the right. Nate with it. Give up to Soto. Soto cuts left to the 45, north and south to the 40. Spence still on his feet. Here's that scrum. Westmoreland coming in, dropping him there. So Aiden, play originates at the 48. They spot him now what we'll call the 40, so a gain of 8, making it 3rd and 2. The clock does tick. Minute 45 left here. Plenty of time. Clay County with 2 timeouts, I believe.
It's a great
good,
run.
Yeah, great effort right there now.
Great run by Aiden Soto. Showed it all. Made a little cut to gain that additional 4 yards there, Doug, and then finished it off with physicality.
Yeah, just a tough run.
3rd and 2. Nolan Adams and Lance Burchett right. Waylon Cherry and tight end Reese Adams left. Snap to Nate. Screen pass set up. Going to be thrown. Incomplete. Miscommunication. Looking for Reese on the tight end screen. And I don't know if Nate threw it away or just a broken play.
I think he threw it away because 15 red down was out there with him. I think he just threw it away.
Good decision there. 3rd and 2 now. 3rd and a long 2, we'll call it. Actually, 4th. 4th and short now. Minute 17 on this second quarter clock. Needing a first down here. Needing points here. Just for momentum, just for something good. It's been so flat.
That downhill handoff to Soto wouldn't hurt my feelings right here.
Soto with the left hip. Here's the snap. Nate looks right, rolls right. Going to step up, going to release. Has Nolan just overthrows him incomplete. Turnover on down. So Clay County, at this point in time, the difference did not capitalize on the turnover when Westmoreland did. That's why the Eagles have this 7-0 lead.
Yeah, Westmoreland getting it back a little over a minute here. Think we'll see them go tempo or just run it out, Dan?
Thomas, hard to say. Now, Westmoreland does get the ball to start the third quarter, so you might see Coach Perry be content with this 7-0 lead here. Hand it off to White, maybe a quarterback draw keeper by Perry. That's been their most dangerous play, so I don't expect them to go to the air.
All right, I think they'll stay consistent with what they do. Especially with the lead, and going to get the ball back, start the half.
Ball setting as the Eagle 40, 60-yard field. Perry going to go under center with the true wing offense. Get off to the fullback off right side. Tackle going to be made by Reese Adams. Ball carrier was number 20, Colton Sizemore. Clock going to tick under a minute to play now in this first half. And, Thomas, you said it earlier, typical Clay County and Westmoreland. Physical game. The one thing that's been different here, not many penalties, been a clean game. Yeah. Of course, last year was clean. We always go back to 2 years ago in our minds sometimes. But Clay County getting what they were expecting at this point. Second nine after a game of one. Wide in motion. Going to be the keeper by Perry. Off left side, nothing doing this time. Ball's loose. Going to be picked up by White. And held on to by the Eagles. Good physical defense. And that time, Perry on the quarterback keep didn't have the open field in front of him. He had a bulldog.
Yeah, he did. And you have to think they're going to let it tick down here. 15 seconds.
First half going to end right there. On the road at AA Westmoreland. Down 7-0 at the break. Not the worst of places to be. Buzzer going to sound right there. First half is officially done on the road in Westmoreland, Tennessee. It's the Clay County Bulldogs 0, the hometown Westmoreland Eagles 7 at the break. Stay tuned here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Proper Girl Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community, and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're Clay County Trails, Westmoreland, 7-0 here at the break in Westmoreland, Tennessee, and it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. We talked about it. This is a typical Dogs versus Eagles game. The last five since the series has been renewed have been separated by single digits every game, with been back and forth, and this one's the same way. Low-scoring affair. Clay County offense struggling to get going. Westmoreland controlling the clock, only one score in the ball game. We saw a fumble to start Clay County's opening possession, and then Westmoreland cashed in on the ensuing drive as Cade Perry, there it is, the quarterback for Westmoreland, runs for 36-yard touchdown. The PAT was good. 8:04 left in the first quarter, and that's the only score of this game so far here at the break. Clay County with the fumble and also an interception, so two turnover on downs on fourth down stops by Westmoreland, and a punt accounts for the Dog offense so far tonight. As the defense, though, held Westmoreland out of the end zone the rest of the way here in the first half. So not a whole lot to say as far as summary goes, except for it's been a tight physical ball game so far. It's been a Bulldog versus Eagle ball game so far. For Clay County, again, offense having trouble getting going, as Nate Adams is 3-for-12 for a total of 17 yards and one pick in the first half. And rushing, Aiden Soto, the only rushing yard so far for Clay County. He's got 71 yards on 8 carries in the first half. Clay County with a total of 88 yards on 20 plays here at the break. Receiving-wise, 3 catches by 3 guys. Nolan Adams, 1 catch for 3 yards. Waylon Sherry, 1 catch for 6. Aiden Soto, a screen pass reception for 8 yards. So Soto with right at 80 of Clay County's 88 total yards so far here at the break. Defensively, Clay County playing well there, holding Westmoreland to one score as they had multiple possessions in the first half. We have Colton Brown with 4 stops at the break. Worm Smith has 3. Reese Adams leading the way with 5. Lance Burchett has 3. Bryson Sharp, 3. Aiden Soto, 2. Hayden Adams with 4. Roland Holloway has 1. Nolan Adams with 1. Nate Adams with 1. Caden Strong has 1. And Cole Eads with a forced fumble. We have to call a strip sack to stop Westmoreland's advance there right before the half. So big play by the junior Cole Eads also in this ball game. Again, Westmoreland leads Clay County 7-0 here at the break in Westmoreland. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live on the Pauper Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Westmoreland up at the break, 7-0 over Clay County. Want to share with you some Westmoreland first half stats that have been kept by assistant basketball and golf coach Andrew Meadows, a statistician. He filled in for us in the board, Cousin John, and I appreciate him for that. So for Westmoreland, receiver number 20, Colton Sizemore, has one catch for 6 yards. Receiver Cooper Perry, the senior, one catch for 7 yards. That leaves senior quarterback Cade Perry, 2 of 3 passing for 13 yards in the first half. It's on the ground where Westmoreland has done their damage. Clay County overall has done a good job defensively, but senior tailback Cooper White, he has 14 carries for 75 yards. Quarterback Cade Perry, 7 carries for 54 yards and the lone touchdown of the contest. Senior Colton Sizemore, 3 carries for 9 yards, and fullback Grant Liddy, 1 carry for 8 yards. So 25 carries for a total of 146 yards rushing in the first half. Andrew says that's 5.84 yards per attempt, so a pretty healthy ground attack for the Westmoreland Eagles during the first half of play. Once again, appreciate Andrew Meadows for giving us those stats. Penalty yardage, not a big factor for either squad. I don't know. Did you keep up with penalties, Andrew? You got that, Doug? I'll let Doug share that right after. Yeah. 2 for 20.
Yeah, that's that. Westmoreland had 2 penalties for 20 yards. Clay County was clean. That's really a good on both sides. I mean, 2 penalties for 20 yards in the game.
Of course, two turnovers for Clay, a fumble and interception, one turnover, I believe, for Westmore in that lost fumble. Going to go ahead now and do a Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update that Doug's going to bring to us.
All right, scores were a little rough getting in. Now they finally all hit. At the half, Joe Burns is up 7-0 on Ballard Academy. At the half, Piggott County 16, Sunbright nothing. Whitwell 34, Greenback 0. That's at the half. Oliver Springs 14, Kingston nothing. Macon County 35, Crowsdale 0. That's after one quarter.
Man.
Coalfield is leading Oneida 21-14 in the fourth. Monterey at the half, 14-6 over Rockwood. South Pitt 14-0 over Franklin County. Livingston's up 42-0 on Jenkins, Kentucky. And Upperman's leading Lebanon 14-0.
That scoreboard update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and get into the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust, starting off with Youth League football. Clay County Youth League football teams will be in Jamboree action tomorrow afternoon in Gordonsville. The teams will meet Smith County sometime around 3 o'clock is when they're scheduled to take the field. Then the following weekend, 8 days from now, they'll begin a slate of 8 regular season games when they travel to Woodbury to officially kick the season off against Cannon County on Saturday, September the 7th. Salina Junior High football, head coach Marty Maxfield and his squad on a roll right now. They had homecoming last night at John Tibbles Field where two different queens were crowned, homecoming queen Ella Donaldson and football queen Ellie Woosley. Congratulations to those two young ladies. And it was good news all around because it was a win. Junior High Dogs improved to 3-1 on the season as they continued winning with a strong homecoming victory last night at John Tibbles Field, beating Piggott County by a final score of 36-6. Eighth grader Nehemiah Hamilton set the tone on the first offensive possession for Coach Maxfield's squad with a 77-yard touchdown run. And the Black and Gold kept their foot on the gas throughout as Hamilton added three more scores on the night, one of those being a 27-yard pass reception from seventh grade quarterback Cameron King. Easton Adams added points from a 53-yard touchdown run and a two-point conversion. And Brogan Maxfield added a two-point conversion to round off the scoring. Defensively, Eli Andre, Bryce Evans, Mason Johnson, and Logan Shirey all played impressively, helping the Dogs clinch a playoff berth in the big win. They'll be back on the campus of Clay County High School for their final regular season home game next Thursday, September 5th, as they host Monterey for eighth grade night. Tennessee Tech football. John Hamilton, he's geared up for his sophomore season for the Golden Niggers. He is on scholarship now as a player. Spoke with him this week. He reports that all season long he'll be traveling to every game, all the away games with him, serving as the backup on three different special team squads. He's hopeful and expectant of seeing a lot of action throughout the year. Tech gets things started tomorrow night in Murfreesboro against MTSU with a 6 p.m. kickoff. I know John's family and several others from Salina are probably going to make the short trip down to MTSU to watch that contest. So good luck to John there. Hermitage Springs Junior High Volleyball, their varsity at this point is winless. Their JV has won a contest. They are not scheduled to play anyone this next week. I'm still trying to get in contact with new head coach Bailey Morgan down there, leading that program for more details. Hopefully next week we'll know more on them. Salina Junior High Volleyball, Coach Bradley Burchett and her team went to Redbone Springs this past Monday and pulled off another win, making them 4-1 on the season. Their only loss coming against Livingston so far this year. They're set to host Smith County for a 5 o'clock first serve in Bobby Bartlett Gym on Tuesday. Coach Chambers and the Lady Dogs of the high school volleyball team fell to 2-3 overall and 2-2 in the district this week. On Tuesday, they were swept in Joe Sims Gym by visiting Monterey, who claimed three straight sets, 21-25, 19-25, and 21-25. Then last night, the girls traveled to Jamestown and came up short after battling the Lady Dragons to a full five sets. They dropped their first two sets, and being on the brink of getting swept, the ladies rallied to win the third and fourth sets impressively, but in that fifth set, they were defeated. Next week's going to see them in action on Thursday when the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range come to Salina. If you can't make it out to Joe Sims Gym for that 5 o'clock first serve, just tune into the Horizon Sports Network. You can find Thomas and Doug along with Craig Cantrell calling the action for that one. They did a great job this past week while I was mowing my yard. I tuned in and knew just what was happening over in Joe Sims' gym, so I appreciate them. They'll be back on our Thursday. Clay County High School Cross Country. Head coach Jermaine McElbain and his squad are going to be running tomorrow morning over at the 27th annual Macon Bank Invitational in Lafayette. They were at Coffee County for the Invitational this past Monday. They've been training and exercising caution all week long in the extreme heat, been doing some indoor activities. So appreciate Coach McElbain for ensuring the safety of his runners on that team. Good luck tomorrow, guys. Clay County High School Golf, that team has been very active all through the month of August. This week they had matches on Monday at their home course in Livingston against Clark Raines and at Smith County on Tuesday. Before yesterday's action at Clinton County, Kentucky was canceled due to excessive heat. Next week the guys will swing their clubs on Tuesday in Monterey and then be hosting York at Hidden Valley on Thursday. Have some more information on them, but time may not allow for the sharing of it right now. I can tell you this. Assistant Coach Andrew Mendez says on the season they had 4 wins overall, those coming against Clark Range, Bledsoe, Smith, and Van Buren. So 4 out of 8 matches they've won. Coming up before too long, we'll be seeing on September 23rd the district tournament at Southern Hills, followed by the region tournament September 27th at Cedar Crest in Murfreesboro. So a lot more about them in the coming weeks as well. This week's Local Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Trust, come grow with us. I guess we're going to have time for the Subway Trivia Challenge. We're going to go ahead and try to get the introduction of it out of the way at the very least here at halftime. Clay Kenny back on the sideline awaiting the start of the third quarter. Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. We'll congratulate last week's winner, Jason Narhead Hamilton. And if anybody thinks they know the answer and would like to make a guess here, please send that response in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 1986, Russell Richardson and his Dogs found themselves at home for the opening round of the playoffs with a strong 8-2 record, and they were facing the Westmoreland Eagles. Salina navigated the muddy turf on their first possession all the way to the Eagle end zone to take a 6-0 lead in the contest. Unfortunately, Westmoreland crossed the Dogs' goal line twice in the second quarter and survived a late Salina scoring threat to end the Bulldogs' season 14-6 that night. What player scored on the 52-yard touchdown run on that opening drive for Salina? If you think you know the answer, please send in your response to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. One guy that probably knows the answer is assistant coach Stephen Arms. He was a freshman on that squad, I believe. He's sitting here in the booth. He is not able to answer, though, so he is ineligible. We're going to read that. Oh, already getting the hotline warmed up here. Got the guest coming in from Melissa White of Senior, Craig Ogletree, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Greg Strong, also guessing that. Those are incorrect. He was a senior, starting fullback on that squad, Thomas, right there, a right team, but incorrect. Also a guest coming in from Bulldog superfan Sam Daniels. He says Crank Cole. Crank, 1 year graduated there. He was a senior in the fall of 85.
Parker Donaldson also guessing Crank Cole.
No, he was over at...
Another Craig Ogletree guess. He was at Tennessee Tech at the time.
Over at Tech. Now, Doug Strong, he already wrote the answer down on his pad. He's ineligible, too, because he's officially on our crew tonight. So let's read it one more time for anybody who did not know it. Got more guesses?
Toopy Kerr coming in.
Toopy, a freshman on the squad. Probably saw action in that game, but incorrect. So the trivia question was, back in the opening round of the playoffs in 1986, when Westmoreland beat Salina 14-6, who had that lone Bulldog touchdown, the 52-yard run on the wet field in the opening quarter? Got several guesses of Jason Hamilton coming in. Those coming, one from himself. Nar said it was me. Well, he's wrong. It was not him. Unless the Tennessean was wrong. Melissa White also guessing Jason Narhead Hamilton. Johnny Rich coming in. He was on that squad. Incorrect. Great guesses. Everybody's right on it, but I hadn't heard the right answer yet, Thomas.
No, we talked about this on the way over. It's kind of a tough one. All right. If you think about the skilled players that were on that team, there's a lot of them.
Oh, we don't need hints yet, do we?
Oh, that's not a hint.
We have a correct answer coming into the hotline. Someone says Kevin Watson, and that's 100% correct. Senior quarterback, the late Kevin Watson on that squad. He had the long touchdown. It was listener Greg Strong who came in with that correct answer. So congratulations to Greg. We've got other folks guessing. I saw Kenny Meadows as an answer come across amongst others. We appreciate everybody's participation in that. But it was Greg Strong with the answer of a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, the late Kevin Watson. So he will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artist ready to take your order online or in person. Or on their Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Hayden Adams making the tackle. We've got frivolous activity. I think a personal foul going to be coming. Big number 33 for the Westmoreland Eagles, knocking down Manny Hernandez. It was Nathan Keller. And I hope it's going to be against Keller and not against Hernandez.
Melissa White and Tish Markham also getting the right answer just a little bit late there. Narhead guessing Scott Barlow. So that was everybody involved on that one.
I can't get over Jason guessing himself.
Well, he thought he'd try. He was on the team.
He has been the answer over the years. Of course, Jason, the freshman tailback on that squad. So, Doug, you saw the signal going against Clay County.
That's
I missed.
Signal.
Did you have a better view of the incident?
I didn't. I thought it was all initiated with Westmoreland right there, but he called it on us.
Personal foul going against Clay County. Some of the faithful down below is very unsatisfied. They thought they saw a illegal face mask being contacted by Big Keller for the Eagles. But regardless, it's going to be Westmoreland football to start this third quarter in premium field position, only 3 yards from the midfield stripe. First offensive possession of this third quarter for the Eagles. They have a 7-0 lead, and we'll try to extend on it here. 11:55 mark of the third as they take over. A 53-yard field in front of the Eagle offense. Senior quarterback Kate Perry goes under center wing set behind him, and we've got a false start against the Eagles. Back them up five, guys.
Yeah, we get five of that 15 back, Doug. So, you know, both teams a little ready to get this one going, looks like.
And we're having a big penalty for Westmoreland right there because they kind of got a little momentum that first half to get a drive stop. So maybe we'll pick it up right here.
Been a pretty flat atmosphere for this Bulldog sideline during the first half. Just need some life breathed into them. Some of the Bulldog faithful trying to do that here. It's opening to the third quarter. Hopefully, it'll be contagious. First and 15. Perry going to go under center. Now going to flip, unbalanced set to the right. Motion out of White. Give to him around the right side. Good dog defense. Nice stop. Swarming to the football. Getting us fired up in the booth and the fans fired up below. Who was in on it, Thomas?
Hard to say. I think it was Bryson Sharp coming downhill after he got slowed down a little bit by that Bulldog front, but just a great team defense right there.
55 was the initial.
Colton Brown, okay.
Downtown Colton Brown, also joined by senior nose guard Hayden Adams in there. Second 14 after Wyatt struggles to gain anything there. Good opportunity to get this Eagle offense off the field. Double wing set. Split into the right, motion out on wide. Give off to him again, same play. Gets more yardage this time. Here he goes across the midfield stripe and brought down in Clay County territory. Short of the first down, depending on the spot. What a good play by the Eagles, as bad as I hate to admit it. And I forgot to move the camera with that. I think it stayed in the viewfinder, though, for you folks.
I think that's Brown again. Even though it was downfield, he did stop him, Daniel, to bring up third and short here. We talked about Brown last week. He's really come on in that role as a defensive tackle over there.
White again on the carry, third and short. Hurdles a man, gets the first down, brought down there, though. Westmoreland playing with tempo that time, moving the chains, getting the first down, advancing up to the Clay County 40-yard line. Fourth play of the drive coming as they earn that first down. 10:36 and ticking once the ball set here in this third quarter. We can't say it enough. Vintage Westmoreland Clay County here. Low scoring, physical. Couple of turnovers for either squad. Perry going under center. Eye backfield behind him. Traditional fullback and tailback. Here's the snap. Little fake to the fullback. Option play off the backside. We got a hold. A tackle. going to be made basically by that lineman and the good sportsmanship getting up. And credit Hayden Adams.
Yeah.
He slanted strong there.
He
didn't fall for the fullback fake. He was going to make tackle for loss. And honestly, the Eagle offensive lineman should have let him go because now it's a 10-yard holding penalty.
Yeah, and Coach Lamb talks about his tenacity, and he showed it there, Doug. You know, stood his guy up and, again, got flat from a nose guard position. Got flat, had the edge. Just an effort play.
And that in itself is amazing to get flat from that spot.
Yeah.
He done it.
I don't often see these comments that pop across the video feed, but one caught my eye, someone watching from Ecuador tonight, and we just love that they have the ability to do that. We're thankful to all our sponsors for making that possible. Midfield stripe here. First and a bunch. Quick screen. Right side. Going to be caught. Gain of around five and brought down. Nice open field tackle being made. I see Hayden Adams out there. I don't know if he made the primary stop from his nose guard position, but if he did, talk about hustle.
I'm thinking it was because the back come in after that.
I think he was Hayden as well.
It is. He's walking back in.
What a hustle by the young man. And it wasn't a big game, around a five-yard game, but he basically traveled the same path the football did to get out there. Little to no gain after the catch. Westmore quickly coming to the line. Play clock still with 15 seconds on it. 9-10 and ticking here in this third quarter. Westmore on up, 7-9. Quick snap, in the round. Good pursuit, race Adams, tackle the loss. Noah Adams joining in. The Cousins converging there to take down the ball carrier. Huge play for the Dog defense.
You talked about him last week. He worked so hard, got that body, Doug. And let me tell you, he used it there. Stood his guy up, ripped him down, and made the stop.
Yeah, just a overpowered him. That's just all you can say about that one. Just a great play.
Reese Adams with uncanny mixture of agility, quickness, and strength. And we're going to see that a lot out of the junior this shift, that defensive end position. Third and around 18. Perry in the gun. Three wide to the right. Tight end left. Here's the snap. Whistles blow.
Who's offside?
It is against Clay County. The good news, though, still going to be third and around 12 after the five-yard penalty. Doug, you saw it from up here, didn't you?
Yeah, he lined up. I don't know if he ever looked down the ball. Reese just kind of eased up there.
May have had a hot call on that one, fixing the blitz off the edge.
It looked it.
Wanted the extra step. Third one, we'll call 13. Ball back in Clay County territory here at the 43-yard line. 8-12 and ticking. West one up 7-9. That score coming on their first offensive possession of the contest on about a 40-yard Cade Perry quarterback keeper after that Clay County turnover. Short of that, these defenses neutralizing each other.
Yeah, the Dog defense, you know, this has been superb, Daniel.
Here we go. Third and 13. Perry to throw. Releases. Going to be caught in space.
Short.
Open field tackle made very close to the sticks.
I think he's short.
Fourth and around two, depending on the spot. They have to make the 30. It's placed at what I'll call the 32. Fourth and two.
Worm Smith peeling back and making that crucial stop to bring up fourth down because he had some open field there, Daniel, if it wasn't for Worm's pursuit.
Here we go. Tempo from the Eagles. Play clock at 25. Already Perry going under center. Double wing sit, fullback behind him. Got to watch the hard count. Here's motion out of White. Ball not snapped yet. Comes out from under center. Backs up. Looks over to head coach Chad Perry for the call. Play clock at 10. Perry back under center. Motion from White. Here's the snap. Get the White. Going to get the first down and more. Going to be dragged down from behind.
Cole Leeds.
By Cole Leeds.
Is that him?
Moving the sticks. Eighth play of the drive coming, and it is extended here by the Eagles and senior tailback Cooper White right on the fringe of the red zone at the Clay County 21. Hand off again off right side. Dog defense there. Gain of around three, makes it second and seven. Ball carrier was number 23, Aaron Freeman. Perhaps his first carry on the night. Aaron Meadows, Andrew, not Aaron. That's his sister. Andrew Meadows keeping those stats for us. Hand off again to the fullback. Little to no gain.
Rolling Holloway, stepping up the last two plays, Doug, and stopping it up.
And big plays, too, because they went tip on us right there, and that's two big plays.
10 play of the drive coming.
He barely got back to line down and then made the tackle.
Yeah.
just a mass of humanity there. About eight dogs in on it. Holloway leading the charge. Holloway, we don't have official sizes, but I'll put him around 6'4", 300 pounds.
Big third and long here.
Holloway moves well, too. We see him there. A heavy set up front. Got Caden Strong as a tackle with Colt Brown at the other. Holloway playing that nose guard. So Hayden Adams getting a breather, or he's somewhere else on the defensive side there.
Yeah, and they just can't move him in there.
Third and eight. Perry waiting for the play clock. Timeout going to be taken by Wes Morgan. 5:37 mark of this third quarter. Chad Perry calling the timeout. Third and around seven when we come back.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football. It's still 7-0. Eagles over the Dogs. Big third down here, Daniel.
5:37 mark, third quarter. Perry under center. Tight end flip and a false start against the offense. Back him up five. Saw that right tackle flinch whenever the tight end shifted. We go from third and seven, third and eight to that third and 12, third and 13 range. Four down territory regardless. That's just five more they got a game. Eagles snapping on the 10th play of this drive. Like Thomas said, had this early 7-0 lead, so no points scored for either squad since about the 10-minute mark of this contest.
Yeah, and Westmoreland got the ball to start the third quarter, Daniel. There's just a little over 5 minutes left in it.
Yeah, they've chewed over half of it up. Hand off again, tailback off left side, power eye set, good defense. Fourth and long. Clay County already has given up one fourth down conversion on this drive. Now we see personnel change. Could it be a field goal unit coming on here for the Eagles? I doubt it, but there are several kids changing out.
The senior Caden Strong with that stop. Fourth and what? About nine?
Going to line up for it anyway. They've already faked one punt, so I have to watch the fake. But we're sitting here fourth and nine. So this would make it a two-possession game. 4:58 mark, third quarter. Snap, set. Kicks away.
Wow.
Essentially a long extra point. It's right down the gut. Ball was kicked from around the...
It'll be a 35-yarder.
35-yard kick there. So 10-0 the score after the 35-yard field goal. Good by Junior Jackson Stewart. We'll be back.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Westmoreland taking a two-possession lead, 10-9. Kicking deep here. Nolan Adams going to return. Fields it around the 15-yard line. Adams, a dangerous return man. Spins, still on his feet in the 30. Into several Eagles and brought down around the 33-yard line. So a nice return by Nolan Adams. Gives Clay County a pretty good field position to take over here. Tremendous amount of time left in this ball game. 4:38 mark of this third quarter. The only problem, Clay County at this point, struggling to get first downs, much less points. Still zero here, and really no offensive continuity established at this point.
Yeah, but that was all in the first half. This is the first possession for Clay County in the second half, and I think you're going to see a different team. You know, I said coming into this one, how do you stop this Clay County offense? Well, I think they've stopped themselves a little bit in the first half, though.
I do, too.
Clay County taking over from row 34, 66-yard field in front of them. Get Basoto off right side. Positive play, spins, puts down the shoulder. Going to be brought down. I hope they give him his positive yardage he'd gain. And now we see the physicality getting stepped up a notch here. Andy Duffer and Colton Brown mixing it up downfield. Nice little gain for Soto. Advances from the 34 up to the 39. Second and five now. Staying on pace here. Dogs break huddle. Nate going to be in the gun as usual. Cherry and Burchett split to the right. Nolan to the left. Reese lined up at tight end right. Soto at the right hip. Here's the snap. Nate rolls right. Looks downfield. Releases. Has a man in. That's Burchett. Ooh, over the outside shoulder and just a little bit wide of the mark and incomplete. Nice play call. And once again, and I've said this before tonight, the play there just not executed properly by the Dogs.
Yeah, and that one was close. You know, that's a timing route pretty much to the outside. Nate putting it right there where only his guy could get it. Burchett just a little late coming out of the break, I think.
Yeah. Looked like he might have thought he was going to come back inside, too.
Yeah.
He just turned around a little bit.
Third and five. We were so good last week at that mid-range passing game, and we've struggled to establish it tonight. Now, right here, that's all you need. Five downs, move the sticks, get some continuity going. 3:55 mark, and it is stopped after the incomplete pass. Trey set to the right. Nate to throw. Has time. Releases for Nolan. Caught. 45. 50.
Whoop.
Midfield. 45. Brought down. Just like that, little five-yard pass that explosive and dangerous Nolan Adams turns into Moore. Flipping the field, Cooper White goes down with what appears to be a cramp. He's helped off to the sideline. So here we go, first and 10 now, field flip, 3:46 mark. Clay County trailing, 10-0 here in the third. Ball sitting at the Eagle 41-yard line.
20-yard hookup right there, and that was all Nolan Adams. Like you said, this is a quick 5-yard out, Doug. Two moves, and he turns it into 20.
It's kind of like just a long handoff, really, and then he makes a play.
First and 10. Reese Lance and Whalen to the right, Nolan to the left, same set. So toward the left tip, rolling snap, picked up by Nate. Wants his brother, goes deep down the sideline for him. Going to be caught. Is he inbound? Yeah! They're going to give it to him. Now we get into the precision passing right there, dropping it in the bucket where it had to be, and now we see the Nate Adams that we know and love.
And that's something we hadn't talked about, the safety shading Nolan Adams tonight. That was ended up being double coverage,
yep.
Doug, not when Nate let it go, but the safety coming over. And you're right, Daniel, that had to be perfect.
Yeah, that's the only way to get that one in there.
Ball just outside of the 10 at the Westmore 11, first and 10. So a new set of downs can be gained down at the 1. Same set. Trey right. Soto at the left hip. Low snap. Picked up. Given to Soto. Soto full head of steam. Breaks one tackle. Still on his feet. Plows ahead. Down to the 1-yard line. 10-yard gain by Soto based on what I'm seeing. Should be first to go.
Just a heck of an effort right there with Soto.
They do lay down those down markers, first and goal from the 1. Give it to him again. Plow it in, folks. Here we go.
I love the call. The senior wants the ball in this situation, Doug.
Yeah, they could have easily stopped him a yard or two short, but he just kept grinding. Won the ball.
Trio center receivers right. So toward the right hip. Here's a snap. Give to Aiden. Aiden into the heart of the defense.
He's in.
That's the end.
Touchdown, Clay County! Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Aiden Soto.
It took the better part of three quarters, but no more goose head on the black, purple, and gold scoreboard.
It's all about this offense getting a chance. I knew when they went into halftime, they weren't happy with what was going on, Doug, and you saw them come out sharp. It took them a while because they didn't get to touch it until like 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. But when they did, boy, watch them go.
Well, we had no rhythm at first half. And there was some pretty good rhythm in that possession there, so maybe we'll get kick-started and go.
Do have an injured eagle down. Appears to be a cramp. We'll go to break, come back for the Manny Hernandez attempt at extra point.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County on the board, 10-6, 2:51 mark of this third quarter. After the Adams brothers hooked up for a couple big plays, then Aiden Soto finished the deal from the one-yard line. Manny Hernandez on for the extra point here to make it a three-point ball game. Hernandez 4-5 last week against York in the opener. Snap, set, kicks away, and it's a beauty, folks. Manny Hernandez bangs it through, 10-7. Clay County's starting to roll now.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. Where the Dogs now only trail by three. They're down 7-10 with about 2:51 left here in the third quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panel Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 66-yard drive, and they did it on six plays in a minute and 47 seconds. And it started with an Aiden Soto run, and it ended with an Aiden Soto run. But in between, Nate Adams hooking up with his brother Nolan Adams for 20 and then 30 to set up Soto for a 10-yard run. And then he punched it in from 1 yard out to pull Clay County within 10-7. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at Eco Panels of Tennessee. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. And here come the Eagles.
Westmoreland striking back. Shades of 2021 when Jimmy Burchett did it at John Teeples Field. About an 80-yard kick return touchdown by the Eagles. I believe it was senior Cooper White flashing down the home sideline, taking away that Clay County momentum. Firmly replanting it on the Eagles sideline. 16-7 the score. And the second big special teams explosive in 2 weeks for this Clay County cover team.
Yeah.
York had a big one to open that contest down inside the 5-yard line. That one an even bigger one here at Westmore.
Well, we knew about Cooper White coming in. Everybody was talking about number 7, Doug, and that's what he can do.
Oh, yeah, that's getting into the athlete. He makes a play, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to just keep going to that guy.
Westmore now for the point after. Snap, set, kicks away. Also good by the Eagles. 17-7. We'll go back to break. Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. 2:39 left in this third quarter. Westmoreland back up 17-7. Low squib kick on this one, going to be fielded by Clay County. It was touched by one Bulldog who could not hang on, then coming in safely. We've number two, Ashley. Is that Cage? Cage Ashley coming in safely, covering it up.
Yeah, big dollet, bullet dodge there by Clay County as that one kind of squirted free, Daniel. You know, here's where the Dogs just have to answer, Doug. I don't think they need to get in a hurry. I think they need to do what they did the last drive. You know, start with Soto here, keep it on the ground a little bit, then take a shot or two because I see Nate Adams kind of dialing it in.
Yeah, that last possession is kind of what we need to do this time. Like I said, just same stuff, make you play.
Clay County taking over at their own 36-yard line. 64-yard field in front of them. Here we go. Got it. Got it. Hook up. Lance Merchant. Make somebody miss. Here we go. Lance Merchant. In for the Clay County touchdown. And just like that, Clay County back on the board.
What you do when you got receivers like that, you got to take a little chance every once in a while. Nate did there just a little bit, Doug. Lance coming back, getting the catch, and we know what he can do when he gets it up in the field.
Well, last two, these two main receivers, and they made plays after the catch. Excellent job.
Lance Burgett, his second receiving touchdown of the season, had the first one last week.
The heck with running the ball. Take a shot, Daniel. Take a shot.
Manny Hernandez on again for the extra point. 17-13 currently. Hernandez looking to make it a three-point game. And Urso, he's 2-2 on the night. We're going back to break one more time. Back to a three-point game. 2:27 left here in the third.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. It happened in a hurry. Clay County now only trails by three again. 14-17. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Going to be a quick one. It happened in 12 seconds as Nate Adams hit Lance Burchett on the sideline. He made one move and took it to the house. 64-yard touchdown pass from Nate Adams to Lance Burchett to pull Clay County back within three. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home. Go online and do that at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Squib kick, punted by the Eagles. Good coverage. Reese Adams hustling and coming in from behind. Plenty of time left in this one. I said that what felt like 30 minutes ago. Not much game time has went off because we've seen three scores, two by Clay. Four scores, had the field goal. Yeah. Then Clay a touchdown, then the kick return, and then another Clay. So
all happened in between 2:51 and 2:27.
Golly, 30 seconds, a game clock there. Pretty efficient offense during that 30 seconds for these squads. So Westmoreland taking over for their third, I believe, possession of this second half. They have a three-point lead, 17-14, to the Eagles. First and 10, snapping from their own 27-yard line. Good dog defense, nothing doing that time. Cooper White getting brought down. Reese Adams coming off the bottom of the pile. Two other dogs were in there.
Hayden was in there. I couldn't tell the other one.
sometimes hard to see the gold numerals on those white jerseys. Of course, former head coach Jake Johnson, he had some good-looking jerseys one time, that same mashup, but didn't have the black highlight around the numerals, and you couldn't see them. We just couldn't see them from the broadcast booth, so I appreciate that thin black outline. Yeah. It really helps make some a clear definition between the white and the gold.
And they're still tough.
Yeah. Second nine after White gets one. Option play ball right now. Picked back up by White. Immediately taken down by Four Dogs. Big Roland Holloway hustling down the line. Laying the lumber, joined by Nolan Adams, Soto. Third and long. Perry living dangerously there with that precarious option pitch.
I'll tell you where they're going to be living dangerously if they try to throw the ball right here. With Clay County's Ball Hawks back there, and it's third and long, Daniel. If I'm Westmoreland, I'm not doing it.
No, I stay to what I do right here on this one.
Third and nine. Westmoreland taking their time. Play clock at 12 as they break huddle. 50 seconds left in this third quarter. Eagles have a three-point lead. Play it with two wide to the right, tying it in the wing left. Fullback at the right hip of Perry, who's in the gun for third and long. Fakes to him. Fakes the pass. Under pressure, ball down.
That guy's Hayden Adams, if I'm not mistaken. Is he in at nose guard?
I don't see him, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in there. Hayden Adams coming back from the scene of the crime. Think he slipped down the line and made that play on quarterback Cade Perry. Caught it a quarterback sack. Loss of one. Fourth and ten now. Clay County coming to life, Doug. Been waiting on this.
Yeah, we needed that. The defense really stepped up.
And it's about the big play. This offense getting going. We've seen Clay County defense play really well all night long, Doug. And, you know, just blowing up right there because of this momentum.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Fourth quarter going to end right there. When we return, Westmoreland will be punting it back to the Bulldogs. Eagles 17, Bulldogs 14 after three.
Go Bulldogs.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs still trail the Eagles 17-14 headed into the fourth quarter. Here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Leading rusher so far, Aiden Soto. He's got 11 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown. And then the big play as Nate Adams is over 100 yards now. He's 6 for 16 for 131. Lance Burchett, the 64-yard score. Big numbers on the tackle side. The brothers going at it. Reese Adams with 8 and a tackle for loss. Hayden Adams has 7 with that latest sack. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Find out how to lower utility bills forever. We're building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, Daniel, they're simply a better way to build.
That they are, Tom. Clay County safely going to take over. 11:49 left in regulation of this contest. Dogs trail by 3, 14-17. Ball sits at the Clay County 38-yard line. 62 yards between it and the Eagle end zone. Clay County really efficient on these last couple offensive possessions. Two touchdowns in a very quick manner. The last one, a big hookup between Cousins, Nate, and Lance Burchett. Adams in the gun again. Two wide right. Little double handoff on the ground. Westmoreland has it. Miscommunication. We saw it. We've run that play a lot in the last couple of years. First time we tried it tonight. Had two guys that both tried to take possession of it. They ended up knocking it away from each other.
That's a tough one there, and that's deep, deep in Clay County territory, Doug. And, you know,
Seen them respond a few minutes ago. Let's see if it's what this Bulldog defense has got left in them.
Nothing to do but get it back.
That's it. Just bow up and get it.
Third turnover of the night for Clay County. Two lost fumbles and an interception now. Tough to do here on the road at West Morgan. 11:44 left in the contest. Eagles with a three-point lead. Perry with it. Hands off on the sweep. No, it's a keeper. Quarterback keeper again. Sniffed out by the Dogs. Perry being brought down by multiple Dogs.
I got Worm Smith underneath there, wasn't it, Daniel?
Yeah, I think so, Tom. Pick up a five there by Perry, and it's a big play. You know, getting half what they needed, keeping them in front of the sticks. And credit it to the nice read and mesh point between, I haven't even seen 15 yet, Matthew Martin that time and Cade Perry, and he meshes well with all the different backs that come through, Cooper White and others.
You know, Perry's the one that starts the entire thing.
Yeah.
He's the one that gets White going, and he's had a big game.
Yeah.
Well, he's a senior. He's calm under pressure, and you can tell it. Perry under center. Give off to the tailback deep. Good defense, but positive yardage. Short of the sticks. He'll be third and short here.
Yeah, Bryson Sharp just hitting a hole right there, getting him around the waist to slow him down. You know, we've talked about his play, the newcomer. This is his second game. But, boy, he's got some instincts from that middle linebacker spot.
He has. He's really played well for a young guy.
Ball now at the Clay County 26-yard line, where it's third and a short two. West Morgan doing what they do best, letting time dwindle off the clock. 10:19 and ticking. Play clock at 10 as they approach the line. Perry in no hurry. Tight bunch of two receivers to the left, tight end right.
Oh, he's moving.
Yeah, there was. First down, and the sticks will move. We talked about it earlier during the break, Doug. The one thing you wanted to see earlier was to have Clay County be able to take a lead, force Westmoreland perhaps to go to the air. That's where we're so good defensively. Westmoreland been pretty bland on that side. I don't even know if they've attempted a pass here, maybe one in the second half. Only had three attempts in the first half.
Yeah.
Perry going to be under center, tight end right. Play clock at 20. Be interesting to see how much time they chew up here. They go ahead and snap. Give to White. He's got a big one. Going to be taken down by Worm Smith. But only after the sticks move again. It was first and 10, and now another first and 10.
That'll be first and goal.
Yes, it is, Richard. Correct on that, Doug. Sitting down inside around the 7-yard line.
And you see, like I say, this Dog defense doing everything they can, but Westmoreland's starting to get a little push. The hole opened up for White that time.
Well, this is their bread and butter, too, getting you
it
in
is.
A situation where they can just pound at you.
Play clock at 10. Eagles still in the huddle. Now they approach. Play clock at 5. Game clock at 9 minutes as they snap. Perry gives to White. White cuts left, meets a man, makes him miss. Makes another miss, and he's brought down. Trying to see which Dog that was. May have been somebody with black sleeves, it looked like. Cole Eads, I believe. Cole Eads coming in on the stop.
Right. Yeah, at this point, they're ticking down close to 8 minutes. Second and goal, I think it is, for Westmoreland. You know, they're just going to milk it.
Oh, yeah. Play clock at 15 as they come up. All sitting around the 5. Second goal from the 5. Power eye backfield. Play
he's
action pass. They're going to roll left. Under pressure now. Going to be hit.
Yeah.
Brought down. Soto coming in on the stop. 7:55 and ticking.
Coach Perry trying to get it in the end zone.
Loss of one there. May have just been a naked boot rather than looking to pass, you know. So a sack for Soto. Third and goal from the 6. All hope not lost on this possession here.
Yeah,
for the Dog defense.
still a 3-point ball game, guys.
Perry under center. Here's the snap. Give the wide off right side. Nice D again. Gonna move right down the shoulder of the goal line. Forcing a big fourth down.
Big
gonna
fourth
be
down.
At about 6 feet perhaps from the goal line. Forcing goal from around the two. Maybe at the one there. About 3 feet away. One time, here we go. Fourth down, guys. Gotta get him off the field.
Yep, need a big play by the defense.
Reese Adams coming off the edge. I'd like to see it again. You gotta think Coach Dickerson's going to bring the house on this one, no matter what. Just sell out.
Very well could see West Point take a timeout here to make sure they get this play call the way they want it. Cade Perry over at the sideline in no hurry. Play clock at 8, so timeout fixing to be taken here by the Eagles. When we come back from it, it'll be fourth and goal at the 1, 6:35 mark of the fourth. West Point 17, Clay County 14. We'll be back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Fourth and goal from the 1. Needing a big stop out of the Dirty Dogs here. West Point up 17-14, 6:35 mark. Perry under center. Here's the snap. Give Dwight. He's pulling up the back.
Oh!
It's going to be recovered by Clay County. What a job by the Dogs. What a job. Hayden Adams celebrating out there. I'm sure he was involved somehow.
Reese Adams off the edge right there, running him down, and I think he's the one that stripped the ball. Hayden may have recovered it. I'm not sure. It was just a melee, Doug. You see?
I couldn't tell. But Hayden come out acting like he done something there, so I'm sure he got it after restarted it.
The good news, the strip loose ball fumble created a little more cushion between the ball and the goal line.
Yep.
That's a great stop, but a tough place to take over for an offensive possession. I can hardly tell where it's sitting. I'm going to say this.
Looks like about the 3 to me, but I...
Trying to watch Nolan line up here. He's always, so this is Cherry out here. We're going to call it the 3, a 97-yard field. Nate in the gun. Give to Soto around left side. Here he comes. Going to be hit, brought down little to no gain. Going to be second, one I'll call 10 until I see evidence of different...
The last time we were in this situation, Aiden Soto gave us some room, Doug.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you're seeing that call there.
Well, you can't go away from your run game right there. It keeps you honest and now opens up other things.
Right. Ball definitely on the 3-yard line, a 97-yard field. Second and 10 here.
So no game.
No game. Nate going to be in the gun. Soto standing at his left hip. Here's the snap. Give to Soto. Goes right, squirts ahead, picks up a few. Third and mid-range now with the ball sitting around the 5 or 6 yard line. Westmoreland chewing a lot of time on that last possession. 5:30 and ticking here in this contest. Clay County trailing by 3, 17-14. Needing the first down, needing to gain some breathing room. Ball at the 6. Third and 7 from the Clay County 6. 3 wide to the right. Tight end left. Nate in the gun. Low snap. Picks it up. Targets right. Releases. Caught by Nolan. Nolan with it for the first down. Breathing room.
acquired by the Adams brothers there, and the chains are moved.
Nice little simple play there, too. Pick up that first down.
So much more peaceful a place to be at on the field right now.
Oh,
that's
definitely
tough to have your back against your own end zone there.
Yeah, you probably breathe a little now, relax a little better.
Ball sitting, Thomas, at one I'll call the Clay County 18-yard line. First and 10. Dogs Bray Cuddle. 4:34 and ticking. Needing three for the tie. A touchdown to take a lead. Two to the right, two to the left. Play action pass. Nate with it. Rolls, releases, caught. Immediately tackled, though. And complete. Waiting for a signal. It's Clay County ball regardless. I don't know if they ruled it a catch or not. It was first and 10 from the 18. They placed it back down second and 10.
Incomplete.
Thomas, it could have been caught for no gain or incomplete. I think incomplete. Let's look at the clock. Clock is stopped at 4:22, so an incomplete pass. Dogs Bray Cuddle. Needing a nice little play here. You'd love to see them in third and short or better, not behind the sticks. Motion with Nolan. Fake to him. Dumped off to Nolan. Double pass set up, perhaps. Wanted to throw, still looking to throw, dodging men, going to be hit, tossed back, whistles blow, whistles are blown on the lateral.
They haven't blown them all night.
may have been inadvertent, but either way, it took place with a big loss of yardage there. And, of course, you know, you had Nolan, it appeared, looking to throw it on downfield, but it appeared to me already one forward pass had been made.
Yeah.
It was behind the line of scrimmage, but a forward pass. I think if it had been released again, that would have been a penalty against Clay County.
That's what I think.
Where's it at?
All right, so the ball now spotted at the 10. Third and around 18. Needing a bunch now. Nate rolls right. Looks downfield. Has time. Now time runs out. Dumps it off incomplete. Westmoreland doing a nice job covering, and Clay County going to have to punt away. 3:29 mark of this contest here in the fourth quarter. Westmoreland up 17-14, and after getting a hard-earned first down, Clay County with a kind of a bizarre play there on second down ends up losing a lot of yardage and having to punt away here.
Yeah, I think we're just looking at the reverse. And then a screen to the outside. I don't think it was for Nolan. I think the action reversed, and then it looked like to me Nate got hung up, couldn't get rid of the ball, saw his brother at the last minute, and threw it to him.
May have been.
I think that was actually a slip screen, what it was, to someone else.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Adams puts it foot to it, high spiraling punt, going to back wide up to midfield at the 49. Going to be hitting right now. Reese Adams up high, Nolan Adams down low. 3:19 left here in the fourth. Dogs trailing on the road at Westmoreland, 17-14.
When do you start thinking about using your timeouts here? I mean, you know they're going to run the clock the entire time. What is it in high school? I'm horrible at
40
that.
Second play.
Yeah.
So you're looking at, four snaps.
Yeah, I mean, three downs can take up as much as 2 minutes off the game clock if it's running the whole time. 3:19 on the clock here, so if you don't get them stopped on this initial set of downs, then you start burning them. Perry under center, 44-yard field, nice tackle for a loss made. Hayden Adams squirting ahead. Might go ahead and do it here. Coach Lamb wants to do it now. No, Westmoreland going to take this timeout. Well, that's a favor. In my opinion, they're reversing the call. Coach Lamb did take the timeout.
And I think it's because, like you said, he got the loss of yardage there.
Yeah.
Got him behind the sticks, guys. And, what a ball game we've had.
Yeah, let's stay on there.
It's a three-point game.
Yeah.
And,
7-0 at the break, right? And then had a wild battle scoring there in mid-third quarter.
Yeah, three touchdowns in about 30 seconds. Aiden Soto with a one-yard touchdown after a big play from Nate to Nolan Adams to set it up. Cooper White returned the kickoff, Doug, to give him that 10-point cushion again. And then one play later, Lance Burchett hauls in a 64-yard touchdown pass from Nate Adams, and it's back to our score we have now, 17-14 in favor of the Eagles.
And your typical Westmoreland Clay County game right here, guys. We talked about it. Play these guys.
I think the average margin of victory for either team has been right around five single digits. We talked about it. And the margin right now is three. Clay County needs another negative here. Needs another big stop, Doug, another timeout to give their offense a chance. 3:11 left.
Westmoreland back at it. Big loss on that first down play thanks to the tackle for loss made by Hayden Adams, second and 13 now. Ball at the Clay County 46. Perry under center. Three wing set. Give off to the fullback. Nice game. Hit. Keeps his feet moving. Coley's been joined by Nolan Adams. And near the first down. What a run by the big fullback, number 37.
Yeah,
Andy Duffer, the sophomore.
Just determination right there, you know.
Just pure effort.
Third and one after being second and 13.
Yeah, this is the ball game right here. You give up a first down, it's over.
2:40 and ticking. Play clock at 18. We mentioned the last five contests being close. 21-12, Westmoreland. 27-22, Clay. 21-14, Clay. 20-19, Westmoreland. And 13-6, Westmoreland. The last five scores in this series. First down on third and short. Sticks will move. Handoff again to the touchdown of a fullback, the sophomore Andy Duffer, who's running with determination, as Thomas said. First set of downs here, 2:10 left on this play clock, and it'll wind once the ball set.
Reese Adams with another stop there. You don't see any quitting this Clay County Bulldog defense. But I'm telling you, Westmoreland controlled the clock, Doug, and it's going to win this ball game for them.
Oh yeah, and exactly their game plan's that, and they got it tonight.
Play clock at 15, game clock at 1:43, and ticking. First and 10 from the 29. Clay County needing to create an errant snap or something here. This one all but done. Perry under center, give off to Duffer. Covers it up with both hands. Keeps the feet moving. Gains about five. Wrestled down by Worm Smith and others. Worm there at the bottom of the pile. Timeout taken by Clay County. Minute 22 left in the clock. We'll take a break here. Play at least one. We'll be right back.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports, minute 22. Left in this contest, we've said it several times, typical Westmoreland Clay County, that's what we're seeing. Eagles have a three-point lead, 17-14, threatening to run the clock out here to take this win, guys.
Yeah, and they're going to do what they do very well right here. We got to try to force something. It's just hard to do against this team because they take care of the ball well.
You know, White and Perry, both seniors, they played really good ball games. They've been a big part of this rivalry. Obviously meaning a lot to them. They played well tonight for the Eagles. Perry going to be under center. Second and three. Give off again inside. Met and driven backwards. Primary going to be Worm Smith. And another timeout taken. That'll be the last Clay County timeout. We'll stay on air here one more time. Minute 15 left. Go ahead and talk quickly about what's coming up next week for both these squads. Westmoreland going to be at White House Heritage. Clay County going to be on the road at Jackson County. Of course, we'll be down there going to carry that ball game. But Westmoreland, you mentioned it, Thomas. They played last Saturday. Lost to Macon County 7-31. If you've not kept up lately, let's say you're an old Salina High fan from the 80s or even the 90s.
Yeah.
Macon County's not who they were back then.
No, they're not.
Much better. We used to beat them pretty regularly. Macon County, a power in 4A football right now. And, you know, playing along the likes of other old foes like Upperman, who've just turned into different size programs than we have.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Of course, it's been 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
It's taken them to do that, but you're right.
Well, they have about 1,000 kids in their buildings now.
And everybody's saying this is the Macon County team,
yeah.
The best they've ever had.
Right.
And Westmoreland's right in there, you know, played with them three quarters.
Yeah.
And of course, this one back and forth all night. Clay County has not led in this contest. It was 7-9, then 10-9, then 10-7, and now we end up at this 17-14 score that we're currently at. Third and short. Clay County got to get it done right here. No timeouts left. Motion in the backfield. Perry under center. Give off to the fullback. Near the first down. Whistles have not blown. Still a scrum. Now the yardage is gained. Sticks are going to move. And there's the ball game. Minute 8 left on the clock. And then the wind. Westmore will have to snap again. Something crazy could happen. A bad exchange perhaps, but only one more snap and a knee taken. And this one's going to go final after that. Of course, you know, last year, Clay County opened the season 0-2. Lost to York, 0-26 on the road. Lost at home, 13-6 or 13-7 to Westmore. So it's looking like a 1-1 opening to the season this year. Barring something strange here, Perry going to go under center. Victory formation. Comes back, takes that knee. This one is going to go final. 38 seconds on the play clock. They'll not have to snap again. So Westmore going to win this battle at home tonight, 17-14. It's exactly what we thought it'd be. We'll talk about it more coming up on the H&H postgame show, guys. But it lived up to the rivalry.
Well, kind of like Coach Lamb said last week, you know, they got to 1-0, but that game didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
This one doesn't either, guys. Clay County's at 1-1, both non-conference games. You play the likes of York. You play the likes of Westmoreland to get ready for the region play. And Clay County's done that here tonight.
Oh, yeah. They, from last week to this week, you can see the strides they made in places they need to. Just got to keep going.
Absolutely, certainly do. Game like this hurts in the moment, but going to make you better down the road. Clay County losing a tough one on the road tonight here at Westmoreland. Final score, Westmoreland Eagles 17, Clay County Bulldogs 14. We're going to go to break, come back and do the H&H Automotive and Equipment Parts post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here. The Horizon Sports Network.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show from Westmoreland. Clay County moving to 1-1 tonight after losing against Westmoreland by a score of 14-17. We're going to do the Bulldog wrap-up now that's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. We've said it 10 times, we'll say it 11 times. What we've come to expect now out of Westmoreland, Clay, he lived up to what we've seen these last 5 years prior, since 2019, and I said it at the end of the broadcast, games like this hurt in the moment, but they make you better as the season progresses. So.
They do, and this is just great high school football.
Yep.
We talk about the old school type game, that's what you get when the Dogs and the Eagles get together. You know, it's that ground and pound run for the most part. It takes a good defense to stay in a game like this, and both teams showed they had it. And, you know, Clay County got off to a rough start, had a fumble on their first possession, and then Cade Perry, the Westmoreland quarterback, cashed in quickly on Westmoreland's opening drive with a 36-yard touchdown run to go put up Westmoreland up 7-0, Doug. And that's all the scoring we saw in the first half.
Yeah, and – you know, you couldn't ask for much better on your side than being down 7-0. You know, you hold them to 7, you feel good about that. I mean, you know, pretty solid high. Take that turnover away, and it's probably 0-0.
Yeah, and you look at the Clay County defense, and I don't know if we talked about them enough, really, but they kept the Dogs in this contest as the offense, honestly, you just have to say it, sputtered in the first half outside of Aiden Soto's 42-yard run.
Yeah. First of the game.
That's basically it. That came on Clay County's second possession where they turned it over on downs. But in the first half, two fourth-down stops by Westmoreland, so two turnover and downs for Clay County, two turnovers and a punt. So we just saw this offense kind of struggle a little bit.
Yeah. And the game when you typical – game as far as penalties. There's no penalties really tonight. Clay County had two all night, and Westmoreland had five.
Yeah.
Six,
yeah.
Andrew says. So I missed one somewhere. But anyway, this game, usually there's penalties. So it's a pretty clean game all the way around.
I think that goes back to what Thomas mentioned about part of the reason why it did have that older school feel to it is because unless something was really obvious and blatant, it wasn't getting called. Were there holds that took place tonight that didn't get called? Sure, you could probably call a hold every play of high school football if you watched every close enough. But it was the blatant stuff, and they let the kids play. And that's why we had such a good quality game.
So first half, Clay County trailed 7-0 heading into the break. And, you know, I could kind of feel it coming out with this Bulldog team. They weren't happy with where they were. They weren't happy with how it was going on offense, especially Doug. And but they had to wait a long time to get that first touch as Westmoreland went on a march. They ate up. They kicked a field goal with 4 minutes left in that third quarter. So just methodically kind of marched it and actually started behind the sticks with a penalty. Clay County aided them, gave them a 15-yard penalty to get that one started. So that was one of the big ones in the game, which resulted in a field goal, a 35-yarder. Westmoreland went up 10-0 with 4:25 left in that third quarter, and then we saw Clay County put a drive together.
Yeah, I mean, that's an 11-play drive. They converted fourth down on to do it. Like you said, Thomas, it ate up essentially 8 minutes of that quarter. So that, you know, you talk about what was the difference. Well, that drive was a huge difference.
It was. And then Clay County put on one of their own. We saw them put it together, Doug, again. I think they went into the break unhappy with where they were, and they came out and proved it, even after falling behind by 10 points. At the beginning of the third quarter, we saw Aiden Soto get going, and we saw Nate and Nolan Adams get going.
Yeah, they come out of second half, gotten some rhythm. That's the big, getting this rhythm. And they answered when they got down. That, you know, the answer was the biggest part of those. You know, if you don't answer right there, you may go down three scores.
Yeah.
But they answered every time.
Yeah, this game could have got out of hand because Clay County pulled within 7-10 of Westmoreland with 2:51 left in the third. As Soto capped the drive, a 66-yard drive with a one-yard touchdown that featured 15 other yards on the ground by Soto and two big plays. Nate found Nolan for 20, and then on the next play, found him for 30 to set up the score. So we saw what they could do there real quick.
Yeah, it you know, things were clicking there. That's in the heart of that scoring flurry for most squads, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was three touchdowns in about 30 seconds as Cooper White took it to the house from 80 yards, the ensuing kickoff, and it was 17-7 just like that. But Clay County got it back, just took one play. Nate Adams finds Lance Burchard for a 64-yard touchdown, and it ended up being 17-14 after another Manny Hernandez kick. And, guys, that was our final. Clay County only had two other possessions, and one of them was a one-play fumble in this contest.
Yeah, the only other highlight to me from the Clay County perspective beyond that that you've got to talk about for just
a
second is that big goal line stand. You know, how many times have we seen over, I don't know, since in the last 8 years, since we've been calling on the Horizon Sports Network through different players and different, honestly, even different coaching staffs, since some great goal line defense out of Clay County. And another good example of that tonight to bow up with your backs against your own end zone and create a turnover on a big fourth and goal play from the one-yard line. That's huge.
Yeah, and Westmore, if they got short yardage, you don't stop them much. So get those stops was huge tonight.
Yeah, they were. And you're right, Daniel. I'm glad you remember that. I didn't have it circled down here. But fourth and goal to one, you know, honestly, this game was felt like it was in the bag at the time. Westmore was going to score. And Clay County wouldn't have time for two scores.
Yeah, big moment.
That's just what we thought. And the Adams crew came through there with that big stop. Clay County just couldn't do anything with it. They got it deep in their own territory as a result of that goal line stand. Couldn't do anything with the ball and were forced to punt. And then Westmore ran out the clock on this 17-14 win for the Eagles.
Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is from Route TV Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels, engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more promo, about 60-second song, come back and give you the stat updates on these squads and announce the TDS top performer here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. Stay with us. You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final scoreboard update as we wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. Going to give some Westmoreland final stats kept tonight by Andrew Meadows, the stat master. If I can interpret everything right, he's got such a good stuff here. Defensively for Westmoreland, just a great balanced attack. They did have a couple of guys who stretched into the multiple tackle, kind of led by Andy Duffer, the fullback who helped them put the nail in the coffin offensively, but he had three tackles. Joined also defensively, Colton Sizemore with three stops for them. Another good defender, number 33, Nathan Keller, the guy that I hoped had the personal foul earlier, but he did not. But only 18 tackles as a team officially for Westmoreland. That kind of shows you where we had some offensive woes at times. Did not have a ton of plays that we were putting into the playing surface that needed tackled on. Offensively for Westmoreland, passing, not really their bag. They were 5 of 6, very efficient when they did go there for only 25 yards. Had five different guys that had a catch. The biggest one, a 10-yard gain by number 2, Daniel Forstman, was the biggest receiving for them. Rushing on the ground, really it was all about two guys, both a pair of seniors, Cooper White, 25 carries for 116 yards and a fumble. Did hold him out of the end zone. He had the big special team score on the kick return. That's where his points came from. Their other touchdown coming from senior quarterback, lost his name now, Cade Perry.
Perry.
Yeah, he's probably head coach Chad Perry's son, if I was guessing. It's usually how that works. Senior quarterback Perry had 10 carries for 58 yards, including that 40-something yard touchdown run. He also did have a fumble, so he played really good. Ultimately, Westmoreland, 50 carries for 232 yards, two fumbles, one touchdown, 4.6 yards per carry. So good defense in the second half took that halftime total down. It was about 5.3 per carry at the half, and that dwindled throughout the course of the contest. Big 80-yard kick return, of course, as we mentioned, by White.
Yeah, as far as offensively goes, the Clay County defense kind of held them away from those explosives there in the second half and really throughout the first half after that one big run by Perry. So
you got to feel with our defense, if we hold them to the score we held them to, you're going to be having a shot.
Win.
I mean,
having three turnovers, you know, to boot.
Get right into the Clay County stats, I guess. Clay County finished up with a total of 233 yards and two touchdowns on 33 plays. Rushing-wise, had 14 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown, and those
Yeah, threw the nice one to Lance here on the sideline for the touchdown. And, he played good. I would have loved to have had 7-19 for, 170. And we've seen so many wonderful things over the last 4 years out of Nate. That seems like a off night, but, that's pretty good numbers. You're spiking it. Maybe it was just, I don't know. Here.
Let's do that. All right. May have to do that. All right. Not sure what everybody missed. I'll run through it real quickly, though. Clay County, 33 plays, 233 yards. Aiden Soto finished with 14 carries for 90 yards. Nate Adams finished 7 for 19 for 143, touchdown and an interception. Defensively, big numbers on that side for Clay County as Colton Brown finished with 6 tackles. Worm Smith had 8. Reese Adams, 10 tackles, a tackle for a loss. Lance Burchett had 4. Bryson Sharp ended up with 6. Aiden Soto had 3, a forced fumble and a sack. Roland Holloway ended up with 4. Nolan Adams had 4. Nate with 1. Caden Strong, 2 stops in the middle interior. Cole Eads also had 2 in the big strip sack, which forced a fumble for him. So a lot of big numbers there. When Westmoreland starts pounding you, Doug, that's where you get those big tackle numbers.
It is, but that style of play, so you got a real chance to build those numbers against them.
Yeah, you do. And go back to those receiving numbers in case you couldn't hear me. Nolan Adams, 3 catches for 53 yards. Lance had the 64-yard touchdown. Waylon Cherry, 1 catch for 6 yards. And Aiden Soto, also a catch out of the backfield, 4-8. So that takes care of the stats, except for one, Daniel, and that is we had Hayden Adams with 9 tackles, a strip sack, and another sack. So 2 sacks tonight for the senior Hayden Adams.
I'm going to switch headsets back and get right into the TDS top performer of the contest. And if you've got used to the way we do things around here, you may have already figured out it is going to be Hayden Adams tonight. Had to go with the senior for a lot of reasons. Thomas just mentioned the defensive numbers, and we all know about the motor that he keeps running to, red line conditions out there on every play the way you're supposed to every time. That's what you're taught to do. Do the best you can in all situations. He's doing the best he can do out there.
Oh, yeah.
He don't leave anything, Doug, undone as far as the effort he gives.
And this team feeds off that.
Sure.
They see it and do it, but he's 100% effort all the time.
He's an unsung hero on the offensive side of the ball. We talk about, his brother Reese at tight end and his cousins Nate Nolan there at the quarterback receiver position. But, those three couldn't do the things they do without the oldest of the clan, I think, Hayden, there playing center. He's center this year. What I always call the most important position on the field, gets everything started right there. There were some low snaps. Nate's done a great job of working a few of those up, but these first two games, to come into that big of a role, kind of leading and anchoring that offensive line as he's doing it and helping double team on guys and snapping, just the multitasking aspect of it, that's what makes it so hard. A lot of people can snap, but can you snap and deal with somebody in front of you? He's doing a great job of it.
Well, there's two places on the field in every play. That's your center and your quarterback. No matter what, they're on every play on offense. So that's just huge. And like I said, a center don't stand out to you because, he's snapping the ball. You say the quarterback is making all the plays. It starts with that center, and he's done an excellent job transitioning to that spot.
He has, and you talk about, you wouldn't think this would be, but it just is sometimes. Over the years, observing and helping coaches at times, you got a guy like him moving into his senior campaign, and the coach comes to him and says, Hayden, we need you to play center this year. Well, I'm not a center. I'm a tight end, or I'm a running back, or I'm a wide receiver. I'm not an offensive lineman. I wear a different number than that. Hayden Adams didn't say none of that.
Yeah.
Hayden Adams said, what number you want me to put on? And they gave him 52. I think one of his dad Matt's old numbers, and he put it on, and he's starting every play from the senior spot. He could have easily said, no, I'm not interested in that. He just wants to win football games and make this team the best he can. He does it in every sport he plays, and he does it on both sides of the ball.
Well, and you may not have knew it, but in the scrimmages, they had him at guard.
Yeah.
Because he was trying different centers, and then he transitioned to there. So he transitioned to 2 spots and then wound up at center.
Yeah, it's not like he's gone. I think I'm spiking him back on here.
Yeah.
It's not like he's gone the whole preseason or even the offseason learning how to be a center.
Yeah.
He did it on the fly.
Sure.
And, minimal mistakes there. But, the other thing about it, Hayden Adams is just a great kid.
Yeah.
Just a worker. He does everything the right way, and just a great guy. I love talking to him, and he loves Bulldog football. To me, that's what it's all about, being that type of guy that's going to give your all for Bulldog Nation, and that's Hayden Adams.
I agree 100%. Hayden Adams, tonight's TDS Top Performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay King's athletes and cheerleaders. Going to kick over to Doug for the final scoreboard update tonight. This one being brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance.
All right, we're going to start at Coalfield beats Oneida 28-14. Whitwell beats Greenback 48-0. Oliver Springs gets beat tonight late. Kingston come back to beat Sim 28-21. Red Bull and Springs goes down 48-22 to Midway. Pickett County picks up a win 28-8 at Sunbright. Let me get on down to Sunbright.
We all missed that one, didn't we?
How bad is Sunbright?
Jackson County picks up a win 26-6 at Sail Creek. DeKalb beats Smith 35-6. South Pitt over Franklin County 28-0. Macon is showing fourth quarter still 42-0 on Trousdale.
And that was 35-0 in the first quarter.
That's what he showed on there. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's pretty much what I got. The other ones are, well, Joe Burns, it's still showing the 7-0 score there in the second. Upperman beats Lebanon 41-14. Livingston Academy wins 55-0 over Jenkins. And that is pretty much what I got, guys. No, Gordonsville. Gordonsville beats Watertown 26-19.
Ooh, closer than maybe what we thought there between Gordonsville and Watertown.
Yeah, wonder why we didn't pick that one.
Coach likes to put us on these,
Tigers, the Cats.
Pickett County and Red Bowling games all the time.
They cost me two there. I missed the
And Pickett. That's why he does it. They're hard to pick. This final scoreboard update was sponsored by Aslock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Doug's already trying to get out of here on us, I want
to
say.
Actually, just trying to stand up.
Oh, okay. Appreciate you sitting in with us. Hey, we had, of course, Miss Brother John here tonight, Mr. O producer, Coach Rob Edwards. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. But had two guys that were great at filling in. Doug's just like an old veteran pro. He knows when to make comments, and he brings that knowledge with him. And then we had Coach Andrew made us better stats, and he acts like he hadn't done football stats before, but they're better than mine.
Yeah, like I've said before, Andrew Meadows was calculating his own custom ERAs in third grade, so he's a smart guy. He's a good guy.
Appreciate you, Andrew. Thanks, Doug, for sitting in with us. May get you another time, too.
Anytime, I'll do whatever to help you guys, and we just appreciate you guys doing it, number one. Anything we do to help you, we're going to be there.
Well, thank you. We have a big time. Unfortunately, Clay County, not so great of a time here tonight, Daniel.
No, final score, of course, Clay County 14, Westmoreland 17. Thursday night, Joe Simms Gym, 5 o'clock, first serve for volleyball against Clark Range. The guys will be there with Craig Cantrell, Thomas, and Doug covering that for us. And then next Friday night, Clash on the Cumberland, this time down at Loftusville in Gainesboro. Going to be taking on the Blue Devils, who are 2-0. So going to be a fierce battle down there against Jackson County. So we'll be down there, pregame show, of course, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, 6 o'clock our time. So, folks, we appreciate you. We appreciate our sponsors for letting us do this. For Doug Strong, for Andrew Meadows, and for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.